Hey, guys!
What's up, Nate? Oh, man. That is the loudest you've ever been.
I know, and I'm proud. Great.
I'm proud of you, man.
You're welcome for the hype. The hype is real.
Oh, no.
Here. Are
oh,
we
no,
are
I forgot.
Muted? What?
No, we're not muted. I forgot to update this.
Oh, no.
Well, I had to...
The tragedy.
I had to perform emergency surgery before this.
Surgery, yeah.
All right, hold on.
Internet problems again.
No, it wasn't internet this time, actually.
It's the same haircut as last week. It's just
but is it new?
Sorts of fucked up at the current
But
moment.
Is it new? That's the question.
Yes.
That's not a new haircut. Haircut hype.
This happened Sunday, but newish. Yeah, within a week, I would say that's a newer haircut.
I mean, it's a new hairstyle.
Yeah.
It hasn't been cut since the last
time. Yeah, it's called
time.
Not giving a fuck.
He just got back from the gym.
Got
he's all hyped
rooster
up.
Rooster look, man.
He's all hyped up. So let me talk about my emergency surgery.
Yes.
So Colby knows a little bit about me, all right?
A little bit.
Yeah. He probably knows the stories about how I ripped the doors off minivans. You've heard that story?
And of tripods. Legs
yep,
of
legs
tripods.
Off tripod. I actually forgot about that one. Legs off a tripod.
That
just ripped it right off. One time I slammed, well, I didn't slam it, I just closed it so hard that the car door stopped working, like the handle would no longer work. I closed it so hard it just broke. One day it was icy out, and I was closing the minivan of my mom's car. I was going to like school, like 9th or 10th grade, and just pulled too hard and ripped the whole door off the side of the minivan, and then said, "Well, Mom, I got a class," and I just ran into the school because I didn't know what to do. I couldn't fix that.
Drop the door, run away.
Yep. So I've done that before, and literally at 6:15, I snapped the microphone off of this arm, like this little piece of plastic right here that holds the microphone. I don't know if you can see. You can't really see. I can't give you an angle. But basically, there's a little arm that attaches this to the boom so it can, like, rotate
this direction.
How many
booms
do
you have?
Oh, we're on our last one. Yeah, and
say, you've had, like, three problems with it so
far. Yeah, so this arm right here that I bequeathed to you was the original starting Twitch arm for me.
Right.
And well, it sinks.
Something.
Yeah, it sinks, which doesn't really matter to you because you don't touch it when we do it.
Yeah.
So that's why I give it to you.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I touch it and it falls. I obsessively touch my microphone.
Gotcha.
Okay. So this used to be your arm. I have three.
Okay.
I don't know where the fourth went because when we had the Dudio, we had four, which is the Duo Studio, by the way. The Dudio. When we had the Dudio, we had four arms. I would assume Cameron has it. I don't know where else it would have gone.
That would have to be.
It has to be. Or Matthew. But I can't imagine I would give Matthew that type of equipment. It's also possible that Antonio Pinella has it.
Oh, that's
that could be as well.
Because exactly
generally, one of those two people
There's
have
no
some
way
of my
he
equipment.
Bought a boom. Off.
No. Oh, does he have it in his house? Oh, okay.
It's his mic's is on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So he has
it. That's where it is.
So that's where the fourth one
is.
Got
to break in and steal it.
Since then, as maybe people who watch this show attest to watch my stream, just a week or so ago, the thing that clips to the desk snapped, and that broke. So I used that part from the third mic.
At least it's different parts.
Right.
You could just mix
right.
mishmash it.
Right.
It all togethery.
And then today, I had to take this part from the other and the screw part because these screws, okay, these arms, let me tell you a little story. Let me give you a little history lesson about how hard life is as a podcaster in 2005.
Right.
Okay? There was no such thing as amateur radio.
No.
Okay? These right here are lamp arms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to Staples or Office Depot or wherever and bought a clamp, a desk lamp, and then cut the electrical cord out of the tube and then screwed in the mic attachment into the lamp head and made arms for microphones because there was no such thing as
the best ghetto rig I've ever seen.
They're great.
In
fact, I think one or two of these, probably not anymore. These are probably the newer ones, but definitely a couple of one or at least two of the four we had in the Dudio were the OG 10-year-old lamps.
Oh, buddy.
Which is why they're probably breaking right now.
Yeah.
Because they're 10 years old.
But still, that's a good lifetime for a lamp that costs $30.
Agreed. And especially since I'm not even using it as a lamp. I'm literally touching it every day. I thought Colby was the fixer-upper guy. He is, generally, just not with electronics. Well, you can do that too. It's just it's in my house, so it's my studio.
Yeah, if you saw all the electronical shit that's happening,
you've set up a studio before,
camera.
Though.
It's called I Bought a Soundboard and Had You Come Over and Wire Everything.
Did I really do that?
Oh, yeah. I went to Radio Shack with you like 5 times because you needed you get the red and the white, and then you get these connectors, and then you get a fucking dongle that reverses it.
So I did all that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you did some of
it. No. Oh. Remember it? The big soundboard that we got,
yes,
that was in my room, you definitely helped out with. The only thing I ever had before I knew you was like a 4-mic.
Well, when I first met you, you were doing a radio show over a phone.
Yes.
You were literally calling a website.
I upgraded to a soundboard before
the
Colby and Colton show started.
So in a pinch, you could do it. Hey, Tracer, how you doing? Hey, nice to see you again.
Yes. We look forward to you.
No, I forgot to turn the monitor on. But anyway, so these are lamps. And I think now you can go on Amazon, and you could actually buy mic booms for cheap.
Bet money some dude just bought a whole bunch of those lamps and attached a microphone holder to them.
I guarantee you, I invented the lamp mic arm.
I would not doubt it.
That's probably the greatest idea I've ever had in my life.
I agree, because it is very, one, it works.
It works
it's
great.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And
they were charging $200, $300 back in 2005. See, $15, you can buy them on Amazon now.
They were very expensive back in the
day. Yeah, all that stuff was expensive, so... Yeah, so I probably should just go on Amazon sometime.
Yeah, they're $15.
Yeah, and just buy a couple new arms at some point.
Yeah, the only problems that we've ever had with these is the holders on the desk.
Yes.
We used to screw that shit into the
table. And that's ultimately the problem with everything, is that because we move them so much, I literally Hulk strength those things onto the desk so they don't move. And the same thing with this. Because this is not meant to support the weight of a microphone.
Right.
So they're like bent in like a V shape.
Yeah.
Should be like this for you guys. A V shape. So it clamps the microphone so it doesn't fall. Because these are pretty hefty. And a lamp head is not. So they're definitely ghetto rigged, but they work fine.
They
problem is that
great.
I am out of replacement parts.
Uh-oh.
Unless the springs break. I have extra springs. All right, and apparently, if worse comes to worse, we could just steal all of Pinella's stuff.
Yes, we could.
Because, I mean, I don't think he streams enough to really deserve it.
He's done.
Yeah.
We need to just steal it.
Let's just take a look. Because he also, remember, Antonio Pinella,
he has my camera, right. The only thing he doesn't have is all the soundboard and microphone stuff, but all the little nitty-gritty.
Well, he probably has about half of my cords.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see. Last stream was an hour, okay? And 30 minutes, 13 minutes... This one was 58 seconds.
13 minutes?
He streamed for 13 minutes on January 1st. So he didn't stream at all yesterday. Okay, we should add these two together. So on the 2nd, 2 days ago, he streamed for an hour and 36 minutes total, which is shorter than our show tonight. And then he streamed for 13 minutes on January 1st, and then which he's probably hungover, to be fair.
No,
okay. And then the 31st, he streamed for 1 minute. I guarantee you if I click this, he is going to be saying, I accidentally went live to Twitch instead of YouTube. I guarantee you that's what this minute clip is. Can we click it and find out?
I want to know.
I guarantee it.
But we different up in here. Merry New Year.
Yeah.
It's technically, you know, not the new year yet, but it's New Year's Eve, so technically you celebrate
the new year.
I mean,
it's his new Ova stuff, so I would assume.
Yeah, right?
Even though it's not the new year yet, it's a weird, fucked up situation. That's what it is. It's a fucked up holiday.
It's 20 seconds off.
And I do live streams for you guys.
He doesn't know yet.
Because
that's what it is. He doesn't know he's on Twitch yet.
Right.
And I wanted to hang out with you
guys. It's coming, chat.
The festivities of your night commence.
Because he's doing his whole intro.
Big word for me.
He's going to realize he's on Twitch instead.
And it's also daytime. That I'm doing this, which is weird for all of us.
Hurry the hell up.
It's very weird for all of us.
It's going to be so immediate. He's like, damn it!
Yep.
Decently late at night.
He's like looking at chat and wondering why no one's talking.
So it's going to be a learning experience
for
all of us.
5 seconds.
Fuck, I'm on the wrong thing.
Paid off! It paid off!
You called that shit! Oh my god!
I knew it, dude.
Wow.
I knew it. There's only one reason he would have a minute-long Twitch stream.
That's amazing.
That's the only reason. Also, that done with my camera, just for the record. So a minute, and then an hour, then an hour, then an hour, 4 minutes.
Yo, we drunk up in Hizzle.
And that's the only thing. He streamed for 5 minutes on Christmas. Then 3 hours. So the last time he did a stream longer than an hour was the 22nd of December. So yeah, if we need our arms or our camera,
stealing
we need it.
It's ours.
It's one thing if he's like, oh, I need it for my stream, but he ain't streaming, so don't feel bad. Tracer, what's going on? We're making fun of our friend.
Yep.
That's what's happening.
Yep.
We're publicly ridiculing a man because he's using things that he rightfully asked to borrow.
Yep. And didn't know he was streaming on the wrong channel.
Yeah. But anyway, man, how was your New Year's? Did you freeze? People just want to know if you froze because you didn't stop by my chat and say, I'm not dead.
I am alive.
Okay.
So there's that. And thankfully, we did not go downtown, so I did not get murdered or stabbed.
Did you wear a suit?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Have you checked the Seth and Colby Twitter?
I have.
Okay. I just want to make sure you have seen. Well, that wasn't me. I thought that was you that did that.
What? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you post all the memes on the Twitter. So
it was me when I zoomed in on my really ugly fucking like mid-move face. Bitch.
Hey, man, I didn't post that picture to Twitter. I only get what is shared publicly.
No.
It's not like I'm taking photos of you and then uploading.
That one was from Pinella's Snapchat.
Which is public.
Which it lasts a day. You tweet it, it lasts forever.
I mean, he knows something's going to happen because he put it in your face.
It was a video.
I know, like, why in your face?
He was just like this around the fucking room.
But why start on your face?
Because
he knows that he's trolling you.
He's the most comfortable pointing a camera at me and not random other people.
Yeah.
Probably. That's, and then he's just like, oh, I'm already doing it. Look, hot chicks right over there. Oh, nope. Okay, back to Colby.
I would say that if you're not comfortable pointing a camera, maybe don't.
Why do you think I post nothing on social media?
Except those two beautiful tweets to Seth and Colby, twitter.com/SethandColby.
Yeah.
Except those two. You posted those.
I didn't.
Fully endorsed and posted by Colby.
I 1,000% disagree.
It's a fact.
I'd take them down, but, you know, Twitter logs all that shit, so it'll be somewhere.
I just repost them.
Bastard.
It's so great, dude.
But yeah, we went to two places and did not freeze.
One of them was a house party for sure, because that's where the up close face picture was.
Side pockets.
Okay.
So just a bar.
All right.
For like 30 minutes.
It's not downtown, though.
No, thank God.
So that's good. I'm glad you're alive. When's the 12-hour drunk stream happening?
12-hour? What?
Did we say that we were going to do a 12-hour drunk stream at some point?
I don't remember 12-hour, but a drunk stream is every Thursday. So.
Yeah, right. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Look how much is gone in a week, Chad. This is New Year's Eve for me.
I mean, I got pretty drunk New Year's. I had a lot of mixed things. A lot of shots.
Oh, God, it's so good.
I had a bottle of Captain that was gone by the end of the night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Not that size bottle.
No.
But
if you drank that size bottle, you'd die. Not a handle bottle.
Also, I shared some, so I can't take credit for the whole thing.
There you go, man. Well, all in all, good New Year's Eve for you then?
Yeah.
Because I just sat and we watched whoever it was that did the thing. Ryan Seacrest. I couldn't remember his name.
Oh, God. I would rather die than watch any of those things.
Dude, it was not good.
Yeah.
It was not good. And then we flipped to Steve Harvey for probably 20 seconds. Realized he was dressed as a human snowman.
Oh.
And then have you seen Steve Harvey from New Year's Eve?
No, I have not.
Chat, do you know what I'm talking about? Look at this. I'll Google it for you. Steve Harvey, New Year's Eve.
You already fucked up the Miss Universe patch, and you got to put him in a snowman suit.
This is what he looked like right here.
Oh, shit.
I think, yeah, that's him right there. Yeah, this is.
I thought you meant an actual snowman
suit.
No,
he's just wearing all white.
He's jumping in white, man. What
Steve Harvey looks like
that?
A Batman villain that had captured Times Square, will kill civilians unless Batman answers all his riddles.
Badass. I would have wore that out if I had it.
I mean, if we could pull it off, we would do that. I think what it is that he's wearing a lady's coat.
Dude, he's got that hat, though.
That hat
pulls everything together.
Dude, I could rock that hat. Mm-hmm. I would, dude, but I can't.
I need to get a
Harvey the snowman. I don't know, dude. I think that's a woman's coat.
I mean, it's a pea coat, but yeah.
I don't feel like pea coats have big brown buttons over here.
They do.
I don't know if they do.
I wore one.
Was it a woman's pea coat?
On New Year's.
Was it a woman's pea coat, though?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I bought it at one point.
I wasn't very convincing.
And I hope that it's not.
It's like now he's actually thinking, like, does it say men's? It's like when Michael Scott bought that women's suit.
Pretty sure it's men's.
Okay.
However, I do have several jackets where the zipper is on the wrong side of the jacket. But I think I blame that on the Chinese.
I mean, that is what differentiates a jacket, men's and women's, mm-hmm. is what side it zips or buttons on, right?
Right.
Okay. That's what I thought.
That's what I thought, too, until I bought Chinese shit, and then the zipper's on the other side.
Well, it is. Like, they are on the other side of the earth, so maybe it's left is right. Yeah, you know, it's really like when you flush a toilet in Australia, it goes the other way. It's like that type of thing, but with jackets.
Weird random brands I've bought online have some zippers on the
other side. I don't buy clothes online for that reason. If I unfollowed and followed, would you welcome me again? I mean, we'll just welcome you anyway, like welcome. But I don't think Streamlabs shows it again.
How dare Streamlabs?
Well, I think that's actually for spam reasons, because someone could just sit there and follow their name would just show up over and over again on the stream. You know,
I'm fine with it.
You could, however, if you wanted to, Tracer, you could sub and then your name would show up.
You could. You could do that.
So if you want to do that.
Just saying.
Also, our new sub sound, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Is incredible.
You're welcome. Somebody should sub so they can hear it. Because it is great.
You know, your mother is a tier 2 sub.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless, all right, of whether or not she does this, we still get her money every month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you don't click share in the chat, it'll never show her name again.
Right.
So I don't know if she knows that.
I don't think she wants to.
But I'm just mentioning that, and now that I'm thinking about it, it wouldn't matter, because Tier 2 has a different noise.
If my mother pressed a button that made that sound happen, what? I don't think I would be okay with it personally.
That's a great point.
It's just an odd...
You're safe, though, because she would get the Tier 2 sub, which sound noise, which is different.
Okay,
Tier 2 sub sound noise. That's exactly what it's called, by the way.
Is it... What is it? Still fantastic?
No, it's the I think it's the Taylor Swift Goat song.
Uh-huh.
Right? Pretty sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, because Tier 3 is the one that we haven't revealed yet because no one's Tier 3 subbed.
Okay.
And probably never will.
Yeah.
But it's there. It's Tier 2 is we have one Tier 2 sub, and it's Colby's mom. We have a few Tier 1 subs, and that new noise is new.
That is great.
It's fantastic. I mean, people who follow the show will know what it is, because we said that's going to be our new sub noise, but that was also like four episodes ago.
Yeah, you can't just go back and hear it in context.
Right.
It's just so much better just as a one-off like sound.
Agreed. Button. Agreed.
It's much worse.
Should we actually start the show, speaking of
Let's
which?
Let's do that, man.
And maybe we can talk about our six topics
Let's
that we got.
That shit.
All right, here's our intro.
Do it!
Yeah, that's how the tier system works, though. We should probably discuss it.
Okay. How does the tier system work? You get...
Oh, now I want Colby to describe
it. $5 tier one, you get one emote.
Exactly.
There's a tier two sub that is $10.
It's $9.99, yep.
And you get two emotes.
Right, the tier one and the tier two.
And a special sound.
Yes.
And then tier three would be $20?
It's $24.99.
Ah, $25.
Yeah,
$24.99.
And then
you get three emotes.
It's the most value for your money.
So, yeah.
So ridiculous.
That's how the
dude.
Tier system works.
The emotes are ridiculous. Like, the fact that someone pays $25 and they just get three emotes and that's it, that's stupid. I mean, you get the joy of supporting the show, which is really what the subs are about.
We really need, like, a good, like, initiative for them to, do that. I don't know what it would
I mean,
be.
I don't know, besides doing three episodes a week and getting you a Millennium Falcon house, I don't
that
know
would be
much
good.
More what we can do.
I mean, we could butt dance.
For what? A tier three?
Yeah.
Okay, if you tier three sub, we'll booty dance.
Yeah, butt to butt, like, bounce back and forth.
This is getting intense, but yeah, okay.
That's worth it, isn't
it? I agree, yeah.
I'd say that's worth it.
We will touch butts.
Uh-huh. Not naked butts.
No, we'll get banned.
It's just
clothed butts.
Butt bounce.
Yes.
We'd
butt bounce each other for a tier three emote.
I don't know how that would be enjoyable to anyone, but that's just the first thing that came to my mind.
Tracer wants 25 emotes? All right, well, there's like six people on Twitch you can sub to, I think, that have that many emotes, so.
Yeah.
It's like Shroud, Lyric, Summit, Tim the Tap Man, two other people.
Yeah, we don't have that many. That's
Soda
for sure.
Poppin. He's a big one. And the people who play Dota in League of Legends.
Shirtless stream?
No, there's no way. There's no way a shirtless stream will happen. Maybe Colby will do a shirtless stream. I'm not doing a shirtless stream. That stuff lives on the internet forever. All right, you'll never glance this nipple unless
That's
you're at my
point.
House. And then I will gladly show you.
I mean, depending on how the internet works, there is shirtless pictures of me online already, so...
Oh, yes, there is, yeah. But it's old. Oh. Well, no, the Instagram ones are pretty recent.
There's no shirtless ones on Instagram.
How much you want to bet on that? How confident are you there's no shirtless pics on Instagram?
I'm like 99% sure.
That's pretty confident. It's not worth me typing
the
it,
to be
honest. The
only where there was a shirtless picture was on a site I'm not going to mention.
Oh, really?
Because I don't want people to go looking, because I'm pretty sure my profile still exists. I just don't use it.
Is your username your usual username?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, I was just wondering. I didn't say the username, so people
don't
know.
I don't know what username it would be. I'm scrolling. Oh, damn it! There is one on Instagram! fuck!
Well, they don't know your username. That's a good thing.
That is good.
Yeah. I totally couldn't guess either. I don't even know if chat knows your full name, so
I'm
you're probably
so
safe.
So mad that there is
delete
one.
Delete it quick.
But it's a really good picture. It's an event I'm proud of, too.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not just.
Oh, I know which one. Yeah, it's a Tough just, Mudder one or
right.
whatever. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's not
yeah,
just
yeah.
me posing in the gym.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, I wouldn't have counted on that. I wouldn't have counted that. Like, I'm thinking you in front of a mirror.
Yes.
That
no.
one's a little different. Like, that one, you're like a Viking. So.
I am a Viking in that.
Yeah. You're. Fucking, that's when you're like.
I trudged through some mud that day.
That's when you're like the biggest you've ever been.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting back there, man. I'm getting back.
Yep. I'm not. Ever.
I'm getting back.
I'm not going back. I'm trying to go back. Getting back. Never started.
Do you remember that whole, like, fit lifestyle that you were doing, you know, like, 2-3 years ago?
I mean, I'm still eating good.
Oh, yeah? Are you? How's that biking?
It's cold, dude.
Oh, isn't that why you have a whole bunch of expensive winter shit?
Winter gear does not protect you from Sub-Zero.
There are people running New Year's Day.
Well, those people are cooking their brains, man. All right? You try going out when it's 13 degrees and you coming back here and doing 6 hours of entertaining content. You try it.
I'm not going to do that.
When it gets above 40 degrees, I'll be back out on the bike again.
Uh-huh.
Just like I was back when it was 40 degrees.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it.
I mean, you don't have to. I love riding my bike, so. All right,
good.
I mean, I rode it like 3 weeks ago.
You got to ride like 7 miles, though.
7 miles is easy, to be honest.
10 miles.
10 miles is also easy.
25 miles.
I've done that before.
Fucking 100 miles every
no,
day.
Can't do it. That wouldn't be enough time.
Just ride your bike to Manhattan and back.
that's like, well, and back, that's like 300 and some miles. Mm-hmm. There's no way I can do that.
Yeah, you could do
you
it.
You think people do that? Ever ride their bike to like 300 miles in like
take
a day?
Take a fuck long time.
That's
man.
What I would think, right? It would take too long.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't do it.
No. You'd have to eat and hydrate and sleep.
Well, how fast does the average bike go? Like, probably on the road, like, what, 15 miles an hour, maybe?
Yeah,
if you're
20.
Road biking it,
yeah.
15 to 20. So 20 miles an hour, 300 miles. Math. That's, like, over 10 hours, I can tell you. It's 15
yeah,
hours.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
15 hours. Mm-hmm. So, no, you couldn't. So you could. You would just literally be on the bike all day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pee or poop.
No. Nope.
Can't eat.
Can't stop.
You can't take a drink of water. You get one of those Camelbacks, I guess. Like have like one be porridge, one be water. Just trying to think of like what's an easy to eat on the road eatable
porridge.
What would you say, man? Soup,
oatmeal. I don't fucking
what's
know.
Oatmeal and porridge. It's the same thing.
Just why you call it porridge, Goldilocks?
Yeah, because Goldilocks and the Three Bears, man. I love bears.
God.
Come at me. All right, let's do the stupid intro.
All right,
we're gonna play the intro. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, mean culture, and weird science.
I like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. This is episode number 50.
Oh, it is 50, isn't it?
Oh!
50!
It's our first episode of 2018.
Yeah.
Episode number 50. It's almost like we planned it, but we didn't, and we have to be honest about it. Because I feel if we planned it, we might have done something special.
You have the wrong date.
What are you talking about?
It's not the first.
What do you mean it doesn't say the first?
It's the fourth.
That's what it says. It says fourth.
Does it?
Right there. Right there, see? And fourth.
Yep.
Ah, yeah, that's what it said the whole time.
You got it.
Don't lie. Anyways, there. Guys, welcome. We are live at twitch.tv twice a week. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. This episode you're watching now, unless the date that's right here is different than the date you're watching and you're watching a vodcast. Please don't chat, but please hit the follow button. Very important. You can watch both episodes live every week. twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you don't watch them live, go to the YouTube page, which is at youtube.com/SethandColby. And if you're an audio guy, you can go to SethandColby.com and get the links to the iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher versions of the show, which are audio only and for you podcasters out there. If you want to support the show, and we ask that you kindly do, because this is not free. I'm breaking mic booms around here all the time. Colby wants a Millennium Falcon-shaped house.
Really bad.
It's a whole thing, okay? Here's the ways you can support us. The first one is free. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby and hit the follow button. It is totally free. Even if you don't watch us every week, your numbers help us. We're almost at 100 followers, and that's going to be a big deal. The second way is with your money. You can subscribe to the show. $4.99 a month and up from there. You get emotes. You get a fancy subscriber thing next to your badge. Yeah. You get to your name. You get to watch.
Bump.
That's for tier three. You get to watch. You get to watch the show without any advertisements. It's a huge thing. Subscribe. $4.99 a month. That really helps us out. Also, if you have Amazon Prime, by the way, you can get a free sub to a show of your choice. Make it the Seth and Colby Show. I smiled if you're on audio, which is really who this is for. Also, you can donate to the show. You watch us live. You type !! Donate into the chat. You type !! Foghorn into the chat. Or you click the donate button and you give us some of your hard-earned money. Yeah. We will literally stop the show, okay? And we will read your name and your message. Sure, we'll butt bump for donations. I'm fine with a butt bump. Kobe's really into a butt bump, and on Sunday he's going to regret he said it. But we will read your name and your message and butt bump for any donation over $5. So there you go, guys. That's how you can support the show. And we do.
Forever.
Yes. Probably be our new GIF for subs.
Hell yeah.
If I was going to guess. But yeah, guys. Thanks for being here tonight. We're going to do a fun show for you. Colby's high energy. I don't really know how to react. I forgot to mute it before I turned it back up.
That was great, though. What a good song.
I mean, it is cool.
Getting down to it.
Yeah, man. It's
for real.
That song slaps, friend.
Going down.
It slaps. That's what the kids are saying. I think it's not what the kids say.
I have
slaps.
No idea. That just reminds me of balls.
Why does that remind you of balls, Colby?
Ball slapping.
Okay, I was just curious. So, you want to jump into the show here?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. We've talked about this several times, but it is finally official, my friend. From HBO.com, Game of Thrones will return in 2019.
Does it say what month?
It does not. The epic fantasy series Game of Thrones returned for its 6th episode, 8th, and final season in 2019. David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, David Nutter, and Nigel will be the directors for the new season. Writers for the new season were David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, Brian Cogman, and Dave Hill. The executive producer of the series are David Benioff, D.B. Weiss, Carolyn Strauss, Frank Dolger, and Benedict Clawfield. Co-executive producer are Brian Cogman, Guyman Cassidy, Vince Gilligan, and George R.R. Martin. Hello, Fabulous Coolhand. How are you?
Hello.
Why don't we both do that?
Hello, puppet.
So we've probably given our opinion on this about 600,000 times, but it's official now. All we've had is rumors.
Death.
I mean, I think we talked about it. Why so far, though? No idea. But we've talked about that on the show. It's like, what could possibly make it need a year and a half break? Because we've talked about the visual effects. There isn't going to be enough to justify a year and a half. There's only 6 episodes.
Unless, I'm sure that it's been more than that, though.
Do you think that every... Well, yeah, since they stopped shooting.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you think that there will be the longest episodes of all the episodes, every episode in season 8. What if, would that justify it for you if every Game of Thrones episode was an hour and a half to 2 hours long in season 8?
No, because then they should have split that up into hour-long episodes and given us 8 or 10.
Agreed. That was my logic as well. Is like,
so I'm guessing,
because like
hour-long.
I was reading that on Reddit. It's like, mm-hmm. people were like, maybe this is because the episodes are going to be longer. And I'm like, if they're longer,
they could have split it up.
They would have just made them into multiple episodes. Yeah. So they're definitely going to be 6. They probably will be on the long side,
longer side,
like,
yeah,
an hour instead of 44 right. minutes. But they will still be, for the most, maybe the last episode will be long, but for yeah. the most part, they're going to be standard-sized episodes. Because otherwise, they'd give us 7 or 8.
I'm not giving them any nut here. Anything. Everything right. that you'd like, speculation is going to be on the bad side of it.
Right.
Minus maybe the content.
I think they just want to make it last as long as possible. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a Westworld year this year, and then they're going to do Game of Thrones in 2019.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll
Westworld
do
Westworld coming back. I forgot about
oh,
that.
Oh, right. But think about Westworld skipped 2017.
Yeah.
So that means they did Game of Thrones in 2017, they're going to do Westworld in 2018, then they'll do Game of Thrones in 2019, then they'll do Westworld in 2020, and then probably by 2021, they'll have a new Game of Thrones spinoff.
I don't get it.
That's what they get, mean, that money, man.
Yeah, both. Like, Westworld, it's kind of, I mean, it doesn't have as much CGI as Game of Thrones.
I think it would have more.
You would think?
Yeah.
But it
You know how many robots are in that show?
But it doesn't. What are you talking about?
I think Westworld has more CGI than Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yes. I think CGI in Game of Thrones is mostly like effects, fire.
And dragon.
Yeah, but there's dragons in what? 20 seconds of every episode?
And it's more in the most recent season, which also took longer to fucking shoot, so that explains.
Yeah, but the dragons are only in the last couple episodes in a significant way. It's negative 42 degrees out where Fabulous Cool Hand is. That's horrible.
Move.
Yeah, right. Why?
You gotta not live there.
Uh-huh. You should definitely not exist in that place.
Where the fuck is it negative 42?
Negative 42 is horrible. Are you in Alaska?
In Antarctica? Like, what?
In opposite hell?
Russia? Opposite hell.
I'm trying to think of the coldest place.
Everything's frozen!
You don't burn for eternity. You're an icicle. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think there's probably more CGI in Wesley. He's in Greenland!
Oh, buddy.
I didn't know Greenland had people living in it, to be honest with you. Did you know that? I mean, we should assume people live everywhere. Ooh. But
all right. This is my dumbass Americanness, but where's Greenland? Is it the one that's by itself, or is it the one that's connected to the rest of Europe?
It's the big one all by itself.
Okay, I get that and Iceland confused all the fucking
Iceland?
Time.
Iceland is mostly green, and Greenland is mostly ice.
That's right.
I've heard that idiom before, so.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Shows my smarts. Yep. I'm the geographical man here.
But every Westworld episode has robots. It has the same, I would say it has the same effects that Game of Thrones does. Fire, blood, backgrounds, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're just making it up. I think they know they can wait a year. And so they'll wait a year.
I hope their audience is cut in half, but it won't be. But I hope it is.
Well, remember, their audience is like, what, 80% pirated anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's at the 100%.
I don't know, dude. It is literally dumb, in my opinion, that they're making you wait that long.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Like, these are their two big shows, and they take the longest ever to make.
Well, it affects me, because I firmly believe that my Witcher series will not come out until the end of Game of Thrones. So really? I do believe that I'm now looking at a fall debut for The Witcher on Netflix. Fall 2019, I should say.
Unless it comes out earlier.
I don't think it will.
Right before
the lady, the showrunner of it, the showrunner of it has been posting to Twitter that she is now starting to write the Bible for The Witcher, which apparently is what you write for a show that says here's all the settings and locations, and it's like what you reference. So she's starting to do that, but she says she's a far way off. They haven't started casting, they haven't started script writing or any of that stuff. So that to me says it's at least a year away, and I doubt they're going to compete with Game of Thrones. I mean, it just makes sense that they would fill the vacuum that Game of Thrones would. So if it's not going to be this year,
2020,
with no Game of Thrones, don't put that bad juju out there, man. 2020?
2 hours or 2 years, man.
How mad are you going to be?
2 hours.
How mad are you going to be? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When The Witcher comes out, when they do 13 episodes every year, And every episode has a Witcher-inspired monster in it that is CG'd like a dragon. And then you'll know for a fact that Game of Thrones boned you.
It doesn't make any fucking sense to me how Netflix can turn out so much content. Really good content.
Right. All of it high quality.
Very
right.
good CGI in some aspects of the different shows. And then HBO is kind of their direct competitor.
Yes, I would agree.
Yet has two shows.
Yeah. Two. Yeah. Fabulous Coolhand says that he watches a total of two shows, Lost and Rain. I love Lost. Lost is one of my favorite shows of all time. I don't know what Rain is. You know what Rain is?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of Rain. Is that maybe that's not an American show.
Maybe
it was like a BBC show or something. I don't know about Rain.
And do you just watch Lost like on repeat, just constantly? Because that's
oh, hard. I've seen Lost. Well, Lost is on Netflix, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
And of course, I also have it on Blu-ray because I got it before Netflix was.
Yeah, I remember going through every single box set of the DVDs when I watched it.
Yep. So I watched I think I've watched Lost at least 8 times probably.
Wow.
Because I watched it once by myself, once with my ex-wife. Once with my family, and then I watched it at least one more time with Chris. I think we rewatched it once with Chris, so what am I up to? Is that 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've probably seen the good episodes 6 or 7 times, seen the whole series at least 5 times.
I have watched it once all the way through.
It's good, man. It's worth watching. Season 3, I'm on Netflix. Yep. Dude, hold on to your hat. Season 4 is my favorite season. No spoilers. I won't spoil it for you. But season 4, the episode. All right, the episode. Okay, flashes before her eyes. It's gonna blow your mind. Get your hanky ready.
Get your hanky.
All right. Hanky Desmond, cheese. Best character in the whole show. All right, and I think you met him. Like I think he shows up mid season 2, maybe last half of season 2. So.
Why do you like Desmond?
Dude, his plot line is the best. Well, I don't want to spoil it for Fabulous Cool Hand, so I don't want to get into it. Mm-hmm. But Desmond has one of the most integral plots to the entire arc of the series, and his personal plot line, I think, is probably my favorite.
Okay.
It's the most grounded, but at the same time, it's also the most science fiction, and that's why I love it. Like,
ew, why?
Like, left hand. See, he hasn't ran into Desmond, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He hasn't ran into Desmond yet. Yeah, like, he knows.
He has not
gotten I'm naked Desmond
out.
Running through the forest in Hurley's giant t-shirt Desmond.
Yeah.
That's not the Desmond that I know. Oh, you know his plot line? Well, I'm still not going to talk about it. Because you may not. Because if you did, you wouldn't say, ooh, you'd be like, Seth, you're so right. Desmond's the best.
I've seen it all the way through, and I said,
nope, you're stupid.
I mean, yes.
There's no lightsabers in it, so you didn't understand.
That's fucking true. I did not pay a lick of attention.
Oh, man. Okay. Next story we have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to talk about 2017 box office or an up-and-coming movie?
Box office.
All right, good choice. Good choice, son. Here is, now that 2017 is officially over and the accounting period has ended, here is the 2017 number one movies worldwide for the year.
Wow.
Number one, Beauty and the Beast.
So how is
Sawyer talented? I do love Sawyer.
Yeah,
I do love Sawyer.
How is this fair? This isn't. Is this counting like just overall to the end of 2017?
Right. So it's the 1st of January money made to the last of December money made.
Well, I guess that makes sense then.
Because I think Beauty and the Beast came out like
Star Wars is going to beat the shit out of
February,
it.
Right? Isn't that when Beauty and the Beast
it
came
had
out or
all
something?
All of 2017
right.
to make money.
Right.
And Star Wars had one half of month.
Right. Agreed.
That's nuts.
Star Wars. As of, I believe, today or yesterday, because I was reading about it while I was looking for stories for today, overtook Beauty and the Beast domestically. So, it's already better than Beauty and the Beast
locally.
Well, yeah, I think
locally. It says that there, too, yeah.
Does it say that here, too?
544.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this must be total, but, yeah, either way, Star Wars The Last Jedi. So
internationally, Beauty and the Beast, I think it just has to do with time. Or do you think it's, like, specifically, like, your first 2 weeks in box office.
It's hard to say, man.
I think
it's probably the top
three. It's just
three.
Hard to judge.
I think
movie
the numbers that you make after the first
for
month
the full time.
Are insignificant.
Right.
I would think.
You think?
But worldwide, mm-hmm. that may not be true. Like Beauty and the Beast, for all we know, may have released in China last week.
Right.
We don't know. We don't live in China.
Yeah.
So, but Beauty and the Beast, here's the crazy thing.
Dude,
Disney?
No.
Disney?
Fate of the Furious.
Disney?
Is the fucking crazy thing.
Disney? Disney? Disney?
What is BV?
Buena Vista. That's their production company, Buena Vista Pictures. So that's what it is. Yeah, Fate of the Furious up here blows my mind.
Look at the overseas, man.
And what is it? Overseas.
It made a billion dollars.
$1 billion overseas.
And only 225 here.
That is actually stupid.
That is retarded.
That is actually dumb. $1 billion. I mean, they make those movies for overseas then.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, they do.
Let's see. Where's Transformers? Because I bet it's the same way. 130 here. No, it's not even a billion, but $473 million. Four times as much overseas than what it did here.
Wow.
Same with, like, Kong. That's crazy to me. You know what's insane? Looking at these numbers right now, like, it made more money domestically than the Fate of the Furious did.
Yeah.
But Fate of the Furious, because it made so much money worldwide...
That's insane.
It's number two
on
the list.
81% of its profit overseas.
Right.
That's
so. Really, what we should be looking at? Can we sort by domestic? Okay. So here you go. Domestically, Star Wars, Beauty and the Beast, Wonder Woman, Guardians, Spider-Man.
Huh.
It.
Gold highlight now playing. Okay.
Yeah. So the gold ones are the ones that are more. This is like that's why this is like being number one is most shocking. Right. Like Star Wars had so many people go and watch it right away, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
The hype was real, man. They set up so many things just to fucking shit all over them.
Let's see. The number one movie worldwide, Wolf Warrior 2, is number six overall. It made $2 million domestically. It made $800 million worldwide.
HC? Who's HC?
I don't know.
That's got to be a foreign movie.
It's a foreign
right?
movie yeah. company, yeah.
Huh.
Look at Pirates. Pirates also, like, I was going to be like, I'm surprised that made enough money to be in the top 10. It is number 10, and that's because it made $622 million overseas, $172 million and here in America.
Wow.
That is silly, dude.
Dude, even Kong Skull Island, like, what the fuck's that doing?
Dude, apparently overseas people love big old monsters and fast racing cars. If you got things that blow up in a spectacular fashion, apparently overseas will go watch that stuff.
That's crazy.
I wonder if that's because it doesn't translate. Like, a movie like that has a lot of dialogue and it's very dialogue-driven, I wonder if it's not as easy to latch onto that in a foreign market.
Maybe.
But explosions are universal.
The crazy CGI.
Right.
Yeah.
Just watching. Mm-hmm. You don't even need to know what's happening to sit back and just turn your brain off and go, okay. Like, I still can't explain to you the plot of Transformers the last night.
It's the same as every other
But I watched it, and it was lots of blowy up.
Yeah.
So.
It was gorgeous to watch, but yeah, other than that, if you listen to anything, then you're kind of fucked.
I think what really surprises me on this list is, like, Your Name, that anime, made $355 million, but that's probably Japan. Like, 96% is Japan. Like, we could sort by percentages. For overseas percentages, The Fate of the Furious, 81% of its money came from overseas. 99.7% came for Wolf Warrior 2, 74% for Despicable Me 3, 60% for Beauty and the Beast, 78% for Pirates of the Caribbean, half and half for Star Wars The Last Jedi. I guess it's interesting to me. Hey, Basement, how you doing, dude? It's interesting to me how Disney movies tend to do better in America than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, more often than not, I mean, with the exception of, like, Pirates, I guess, but, like, Beauty and the Beast did better. Like, I mean, it didn't really do better, but it's, like, 60% is overseas. So, there's a lot of other countries in the world. I don't know if you're aware of this. We did have the Greenland debacle just a few minutes ago. But, like, 40% being domestic is pretty impressive. When it's the number one movie overall this year.
Yeah. It
means lots of people in America went and saw The Beauty and the Beast.
But still, I mean, click on the rank, sort by rank again.
Okay.
Still, though, if you look at the percentages, 60, 80, 50, 74, 62, right. 99, 54.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like I would be surprised if there's any movie that's more domestic than overseas because we're one country.
Yeah.
And there's 2 billion people in China.
Mm-hmm.
2 billion people over in that one country. There's a lot of them over there.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. But it's interesting to note. Domestically, this is a couple poll froms here, like interesting tidbits. This is the first time in history that domestically the top three movies of the year all had female leads.
Ah, yep.
So Beauty and the Beast obviously had one. Wonder Woman obviously has one. And The Last Jedi, you could argue, is an ensemble. Like, to me, I feel like if you count Rey, you should count Gamora for Guardians, which is number four. And you could say the top four have female leads. Rey is not a lead.
Plotline-wise, it was more about Rey.
You think?
Than Gamora.
Because there's a lot of Gamora in Guardians
too,
man.
There's a lot more of Star-Lord, though.
That's true.
So the whole plot revolved around Star-Lord's
dad. All right,
death.
All right, fine. Top three. Man.
The Last Jedi revolves all around Rey.
You didn't realize Beauty and the Beast
knows.
Performed that well? Fell asleep during it? Dude, I love the anime Beauty and the Beast. I literally watched some of it on New Year's Eve.
The animated one?
No, the live action one.
Oh, okay. That's depressing.
Live action one's the best Beauty. It's the best Beauty and the Beast. Team ensembles are tricky with main characters. I agree. But Colby's probably right. Rey probably has a bigger percentage of that movie than Gamora does of Guardians.
Yeah.
But still, it's interesting to know.
Three of them, though. That's pretty good.
Also, taking animated movies out of the equation, Dunkirk is the only top 25 movie that is not a remake or a sequel.
Oh, yeah.
Beauty and the Beast remake. Sequel, 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 sequel. Wonder Woman. Technically a remake.
Yeah.
Okay. Sequel. It. Remake. Justice League. Sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Logan. Sequel.
Yeah.
Transformers. Sequel.
Yeah.
Sequel. Animated. Dunkirk. The only original one on here. Animated. Sequel. Remake. Sequel. 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 Isn't that silly?
Yeah. Hey, the Great Wall's down there, though, bro.
Wow, the Great Wall is down there.
Great
number
Wall's
27.
Down there.
It's amazing to me. Like 27, The Great Wall is the first one that
How
is actually
that make that much money
domestic. Well, no, it made more money domestically. It did worldwide. That's actually that's total. It made $45 million domestically. It made $300 million worldwide. So that's why The Great Wall's up there.
Wow.
But so in the top in the top thirty, not counting animated, there's two movies that are original.
I forgot I watched a movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Blade Runner.
With the new one?
Uh-huh.
What'd you think, man?
It was slow.
Okay.
But I loved it.
Okay.
It was kind of like the original, because I watched the original
right.
way back when it came out.
Right.
And it was really good. I liked the tone of it. I liked the style.
The original, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
And just the pacing felt slow compared to, you know, your big blockbuster
right.
shit. But I think that's why I kind of underperformed, just because people, I don't know if they thought it was that, but God, it was good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Like, I mean, plot-wise, not the most original thing in the world.
Sure.
But, God, it looks so good, though.
Yeah. I'm still a little sad that I was too poor to go see that in IMAX, because I feel like that's a movie we should have seen in IMAX.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. I wonder how many on that list have original scripts. Because Dunkirk is technically based on real events.
Yeah.
I mean, if you throw animated movies are really, like, the only... Like, you have to go to...
Coco, the Boss Baby.
Coco is totally original. Boss Baby is totally original.
I think that's it.
Your Name is original. That's animated. And that's original.
Lego Batman movie, I don't really know.
I mean, that's probably an original script.
Yeah. Get Out's on there.
Get Out is original. Yeah, that's one. Blade Runner is an original script based off another movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Split's original. But now we're in the 30s. Like, we're in the top 30 movies.
Yeah.
So, like, you get two in a row, but you have to go to the 30s. You get three in a row. Split, Blade Runner, Get Out. I don't know what Kung Fu Yoga is.
Baby Driver.
Baby Driver's number 38.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, the Emoji Movie is on this fucking list.
The Emoji Movie. Okay, chat, you ready to fear for the world? The Emoji Movie did better than Geostorm, Smurfs, A Dog's Purpose, Baywatch, Daddy's Home 2, John Wick 2. These are surprising to me.
Did better than Power Rangers. I mean, Power Rangers was not a good movie.
But neither was the Emoji Movie.
Brand.
How much is the Emoji Movie overseas, though? Only 60%.
Yeah.
Only 60%. I mean, it's the same ratio that Beauty and the Beast had.
Yeah, I'd be happy to be anywhere above that.
Let's look by studio. Let's look by studio now. Let's see. So A24, they mostly make indie movies. Their top one was 121, Disaster Artist. Makes sense. Nice. Amazon Studios has one at 166. That's kind of surprising. Okay, here's all the Disney. Disney movies have 1, 3, 7, 8, 10, 16, 22, 1, 15, 2, or, oh, and that's it. 1, 3, 7, 8, and 10. They have 5 in the top 10. They have 8, no, 7 in the top 50.
That's crazy.
7 in the top 25. All of their movies are in the top 25.
That's insane.
That's nuts, dude.
It's going to be worse next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year
after that. It's crazy. Especially they buy Fox. Like, let's scroll down here to Fox. Let's see where Fox is. Like, right here, 13, 18, 19, 21, 28. So they have 5 in the top 50. So that would mean Disney would have 12 movies in the top 50 movies. They would have half the list, essentially.
That's stupid.
If they also own Fox. And most of these movies are probably going to perform better under Disney. Like, Alien. if Logan was tied into the Avengers universe, it'd perform better. Absolutely. You know? That's crazy.
Planet of the Apes, Kingsman.
That's crazy. I want to get to Sony. Where's Sony at down here?
Sony had Blade Runner. There was a big old Sony ad.
Paramount's a big one. Their number one was 14. Like, it's to me, looking at the list this way.
Paramount's shit. Look at that.
Like,
what happened to them?
Movies make so much money.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, is that, like, 45, 47, 49, 74, 81, 96, 154, 158 are all Paramount. Like, they only have 1, 2, 3, 4 movies in the top 50, and two of them are 47 and 49.
Still, like, though.
And Paramount, I think, is like a prestige company or a movie company, you know?
1.2. I'd say $1.5 billion right there
right, for
all those movies.
That's what I mean.
Then again, Star Wars is going to make that by itself.
So even if Sahara Money Drop only ranks at number 50 of the top movies of the year, we're still going to make a lot of money. That's all I'm saying.
It's not going to rank in the top 50 movies. It's not.
All right, let's move down to Sony. Here we go. Sony, right? Dude, Sony releases so many movies.
Wow.
Okay, so Spider-Man is technically Sony, but I would qualify that under Disney. Honestly. And then the next top one was Jumanji, number 24, which I liked, by the way. I liked that movie. Journey to the West, Demons Strike Back. That only made $880,000 domestically. It made $245 million overseas. So it's a Sony movie that was released everywhere but America. How long until Disney owns all these? Think that'll ever happen? Owns all of them? I think they'll own all the Fox. I think it'll happen. I think Disney wants it done. I think Fox wants it done, and I think they both got enough money to grease the wheels in Washington D.C. to make that happen.
Yeah,
I think they do. So, I mean, all they have to do is Rupert Murdoch just has to put it on Fox and Friends, and then Trump will just say, "We should make this trade deal happen. It's the best trade deal in the history of trade deals." I feel like Trump would actually do that too. So,
what happened to my mic?
This microphone is the worst microphone in the history of microphones.
What happened to my mic? Did I hit it?
Big microphone.
Fucking Hillary hit it. That crooked little bitch.
Your crooked microphone. But yeah.
Lock it up.
So Sony, yeah, they did. Like, Emoji Movie made more than Dark Tower. If you would have asked me last year, would Emoji Movie make more than Dark Tower? I would have bet my left nut that the Emoji Movie would not have done better than Dark Tower.
Life was
I don't even know what that is.
That's the one with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal on the space station. They find, like, an alien.
Oh, God. Oh, that movie's terrible.
Yeah, it was not great.
Yeah, I know.
It's still better than the Emoji Movie.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I would agree with that. Some of these I've never even heard of. Like, I'm actually shocked by how many of these movies didn't... Like, how many movies premiere overseas for Sony.
Yeah.
Abracadabra, Oros, Poster Boys, All Saints, Moopa Brakwaramaran. These are all movies I've never heard of. They all made less than $1 million in America, but they made $100 million or more domestically or overseas. I mean, that's crazy, dude. That's nuts to me. Then there's these plays I've never even heard of, like Styx. Styx had an okay year. I mean, I wouldn't say they did any worse than Paramount. Valerian, The Foreigner, Bad Moms.
Is it Bad Moms Christmas? Is that a sequel to Bad Moms?
Yes.
What the fuck?
I actually love Bad Moms.
Where the hell did that go?
I love Bad Moms.
That went straight to
DVD.
Yeah,
it's like,
then,
it was. Well, I think it released in like late October.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I don't even remember seeing one thing about that.
Yeah, well, because me and Chris really liked Bad Moms. We filled up my
fucking terrible
my liter bottle.
That's
Nalgene.
Probably why.
We filled this up with wine, mm-hmm. and we snuck it into the theater and we drank it while we were watching Bad Moms, and that made it really good.
I bet.
But yeah, Bad Moms Christmas released. Yeah, November 1st. Like it's really early. You know, like November 1st is early for a Christmas movie.
Domestic total, $71 million.
On a $28 million budget.
Bet money that made more than the original did.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. How can I look at it? Probably just have to search it, right?
Yeah.
Bad Moms. How much was it? $71
million? Nope.
$113 million Bad Moms did.
Thank God.
But see, that was released in the summer, though. Yeah, I forgot. Like, Basement Brain just saw me drink a Fireball out of the bottle. And, like, we're so used to that happening that it's not even normal. And he saw that for the first time, and that's just normal life for me. Colby got that for me as my Christmas gift. He got it for me for my
late.
Christmas gift.
I got it late, too.
Last Thursday.
Yeah. You've been worse.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. I love me some Fireball, though. It's really good. Like, I'm drinking it like water.
Go to Universal. What were they?
Okay, Universal. They have a lot of movies, too. Good gift, I know, right, dude? I love it. He knows me, man. Fate the Furious, number 2. That set him for life.
Yep.
Despicable Me, number 3. Or number 4. Despicable Me, number 3 was number 4. The Mummy was 20. Then they sucked. But 50 Shades Darker, is that the one that comes out now, or is that... So there's one every year of 50 Shades? Ugh.
Yeah.
That's gross, dude.
I was surprised that the newest one's coming out as soon as it did, because, yeah, I felt like we just had one, which we fucking did.
Pitch Perfect 3? I could do without those.
That one just came out, yeah.
Now, Warner Brothers, that's another one that's, like, paramount to me. Mm-hmm. They did terrible. Wonder Woman's 9... Justice League is 12, Kong is 15, Dunkirk 17, and then you go to 30, Lego Batman, 33, Blade Runner, 41, Geostorm, King Arthur, Lego Ninjago, Everything, Chips, Unforgettable, and Father Figures.
Oh, how about Weinstein? Check that shit out, man.
Happy Death Day was actually pretty fun. That's a Universal one. I've never even heard of that, dude. Happy Death Day came out on October 13th.
Interesting.
You know what's weird to me?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Basement Brain lives in the same city we live in, mm-hmm. and he saw this movie, and I've never heard of it. So he saw it somehow. Yeah. I guess he could have watched it online.
What's surprising me is which movies, like, I recognize from trailers or seeing it and being,
right.
you know, in the know, and so which ones they put their budget towards. For advertising, which ones spend more on advertising for the...
Of course, that's not always true.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh, he worked at the Warren, he knew about everything. Okay. That's awesome. That I knew a guy who worked at the Warren there. He banged his girlfriend, like, 4 rows up from me one time in Boogeyman when it was empty. It's the whole thing. But anyway, that was a Fireball talking. Anyway, I totally forgot what I was going to say. Oh, that's not true anymore.
No.
Because back in the day, like, we watched football and all that stuff. Like, you would see him on TV. Mm-hmm. We don't watch TV anymore.
No.
So we can't always say that this movie has a bigger budget than another movie, because the movie that we see advertisers for may just be more targeted towards us. Like, they could spend $100 million on this Bad Mom's Christmas, and you'd never see an ad for it because you're not interested in. And they could spend $100 on this movie that you would be interested in, that's all you see ads for. So your perceptions could be totally skewed off that
now.
I'm
living in an echo chamber, man.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, all I watch is, I mean, sometimes I'm on Facebook, but not a lot, but YouTube.
Yeah, but see, it's not just you on Facebook, though. That's the thing. Like, if you ever use an app that has Facebook integration,
yeah,
you're on Facebook. And then Facebook runs advertising on sites that aren't Facebook.
Yeah.
So... They're everywhere, man.
I don't know what that means. I don't go to fucking random websites. I go to like 3 websites.
Even if, okay, I'm not saying website. Apps on your phone.
I use like one app.
But can you log in with Facebook?
It's Instagram.
Same thing. That's Facebook.
Yeah.
That's Facebook. You don't use apps for working out or tracking calories or anything like that. You have 6 trillion apps on your phone, man. Delete the apps. Delete them then.
All right.
Why do you need so many apps?
Let's see. I use email. I use the weather app. I use Spotify.
Facebook.
That one has Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. But that's music.
It still has Facebook, though.
Use YouTube.
They'll build a profile based off what you listen to. And compare then, that to people who listen to the same music as you, who also view those things. That's and then they'll serve you up the same things those people look at because they assume you're similar based on your musical
taste.
Literally,
I just check my money apps every single day. That's all I do. I got Robinhood and stock trading app.
You still doing that?
Not doing well in that.
Is that your Shopify stock?
I sold that, right?
Okay.
I bought Square. And
okay.
Was good.
I called them today. Talked to Chuck.
It's not great.
He was a very nice guy.
Really?
Yeah, great customer service over there at Square. They played the Beatles for hold music. I was shocked. Here Comes the Sun, though. One of their weaker ones.
Acorns is, I believe, an Ashton Kutcher company.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, he invests in a lot of things.
Twitter's
technically an Ashton Kutcher company.
Oh, my.
I mean, if you want to, like, talk about.
You know what? I'm a fan of him, so no, that's fine. I mean,
he's fine. What's wrong with him?
Nothing.
There's worse
it's
celebrities.
It's weird that he played a dumbass on That 70s Show, yet
he's actually really smart, yeah.
So it's not, like, a good sign. I'm like, oh, Ashton like this.
Well, it's actually backwards. Great. Like, I feel like Ashton Kutcher is really smart and Topher Grace is really stupid.
Oh, he is. Why would you ever take Venom?
Ever. Tell that to Tom Hardy, man.
Yeah. And then Coinbase, obviously, which is doing... it was doing better today. Ooh, yeah! Yeah!
I just saw your money go up like
that
$300.
That is the most I've had yet. Ethereum's going up,
dude.
Man. Ethereum's going up.
Okay.
Wait, has it? I was waiting to see if it hit 1,000.
I have a total speculation here.
It's so close.
About Ethereum.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell me it's something good.
It's good.
Okay.
Ethereum
is
based in Baltimore.
Okay.
You ready for conspiracies, man?
Sure.
There's a reason they're based in Baltimore.
Why is that?
It's because they're greasing all the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually Ethereum's going to get bought by a big bank or by the government. One of them. It could be China, could be England, could be America. They're just going to buy it out.
I'd be down with that.
And then you'd be rich! And then
Somewhat rich!
You would just pay off your best friend's debt, and that's all he cares about.
Would not do that.
I am the one who told you to buy Ethereum. If you don't, I will kill you.
$100.
I will walk into your room, your house, and I will stare at your Nest Cam like this.
Dude.
And then I will rip my shirt off, and I will run in and just start beating you to death.
I do have 1.1 Ethereum, so if it gets to, like, be like, you know...
You only have one?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not great.
That sucks. Because even if it gets like 20 grand, I mean, that's a lot of money. That's
right.
Not enough to pay my debt and you be rich, yeah.
But if Bitcoin gets to a million by 2022, I'm assuming it's going to be right up there
with
it.
How much was Ethereum right now?
971.
And how much did you buy it at? 200, right?
280-ish around there, yeah. I know, I wish I bought Litecoin. I really do.
How much was Litecoin?
It was like 30, 40 bucks, and now it's up to like 380. No, I'm telling you.
Whichever one is cheap right now, buy it.
Bitcoin, when it started to go public.
Those are in a bubble. I guarantee you those small ones are in a bubble, but that bubble's far from bursting.
Yeah.
Whichever one you can buy now that's $20, $30, buy 100 of them.
It's not. No. Well, everything is now 200 or more.
There's got to be new cryptos out there. Chat, tell us about more cryptos.
I can't buy it with Coinbase. They only offer 4.
There's a new one that I just read about, and I can't remember the name of it.
Only offer 4.
There's a new one that I can't remember what it's called.
Only offer 4. Hey, guy, not to just throw the show in a hole, but I have to pee.
Okay,
so,
man.
Do you want to do the be right back?
I mean, I can fill time.
Okay,
dope. I'll fill time.
That's all I needed to hear.
I'll fill time, man. I'm
I
just going
to ask, you know, and not just leave immediately for you.
Okay, here's a list of cryptos. One of these is like brand new. Like, why? I have a wireless mic. I don't think you guys want Colby to be mic'd while he's urinating, though. Right? I can't hear what he's saying. I just hear him yelling. I don't remember which one it is. Like, what's Ripple? I've never even heard of Ripple. Dude, go ahead and vote all you want. Maybe I should just, like, go to Reddit and just look in the crypto. Maybe I think there's a cryptocurrency, like, I think there's a cryptocurrency subreddit.
Oh, there is. Our cryptocurrency.
It might. Oh, I think it's this one.
Shabam. Shabam, bam, boozle.
I think it's this one. I think it's this one right here. XRB.
What?
I think it's called XRB. Now, this might be too new, because that one was posted 6 hours ago.
Yeah, Basement Brain, the only thing that I know about crypto is Coinbase is the most, what, respected out of all the places where you can exchange it.
What's KuCoin, dude?
Dude, Ku Klux Klan money.
That's a terrible name. You're totally right. Be honest with you.
But yeah, Coinbase. It's an app on your phone. You sign up, and then you put money into it.
And right. And I'm the one who told you about
right.
it. Yeah. Because I found out about Coinbase 6 years ago when I should have bought Bitcoin when it was $300 a coin.
Ah, God. Just the what ifs, man, you know?
Wasn't even 6 years ago.
It's like, I was
pushing
like,
10 now.
What? I was sick. I wasn't even old enough to
no,
buy things.
You wouldn't have
like,
had a bank account.
Apple
no.
was. You
this
know,
was when I
up,
was 18 but, or
yeah,
19
no,
years old.
I could have
yeah.
still fucking got Coinbase. I could have got Bitcoin at fucking dollars.
Dude, you know what? That's actually true. Because back then, you could just ask your parents for money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could have been like, Mom, I need $1,000 for this investment. And she probably would have been like, here it is.
You're
dude.
Stupid. No, you're not getting $1,000. I got Christmas money that
$300,
I could have put into it.
$300 you could
yes,
have got.
Yes, 1,000%.
Okay.
And then we would be fucking rich right now.
Yeah.
Because what's 300 times $15,000?
It's a lot.
God.
It's a lot of money.
I hate.
It's $4.5 million. It's $4.5 million. Okay. So KuCoin is apparently, I'm looking at it right now, chat, on this monitor. KuCoin right here. Apparently, they KuCoin? Sell a lot of cryptos. It's QLink. Looks like you buy it in Bitcoin, though.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
I think it's... man,
980.
I don't know.
Ethereum's going up even more, man. God, I want it to hit 1,000.
Is Ethereum soaring? Is it surging right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It's been in, like, the last 2 days.
Coinbase.
It had a scroller up the top on that one.
You shut your lips when you're talking
I'm
to
just
me.
Saying.
How do I look? Products, help charts, yeah. charts, bro. Ethereum, look at that.
Oh, it just went back down.
Dude, look at this. See, I told Colby to buy like way back here, like 1 year. When did you buy? October-ish?
Yeah, right about there. I think that was my.
Yeah, because you put 250 into it, right? Mm-hmm. And you bought 1 point something.
I put 340 into Ethereum.
And that's when you got 1 point whatever?
1.1, yeah.
So it was like right around here when it was mm-hmm. like $314.
Yeah, and then when Bitcoin hit 7 or 8, when it jumped in like that, go to Bitcoins real quick.
Okay.
No, that's cash. There you go.
Jesus, look at this chart.
Yeah, like right there where that gigantic mountain starts.
Right here, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I bought in.
Well, no, you got a free one, though.
I got free $10, and $10. Then I put $250 into Bitcoin.
I'm telling you, man, you should probably look at this site.
Yeah.
Whichever wanted it. I mean, they were so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Right well, here.
You might as well just have them. Just
right, because it's
if
a crapshoot.
So
like, look
yeah.
at, I mean, sorry, I keep bouncing around, but like, look at Ethereum, all right? If I would have told you to buy it in March,
mm-hmm.
like, which on a cosmic scale is nothing.
Yeah.
You could have bought, for $250, you could have bought 8 Ethereum coins. You would have $8,000 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're telling the guy who should have bought way back, God, it's just all the what ifs, man. I could fucking invest in any of those damn coins, but what if they just tank? But I mean, if they're if they're literal cents, what is the part?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, look at this KuCoin one. Like, this one right here, this one has, that's their shares. Okay, so, like, let's look at, like, let's just pick one. Let's do Dent. Let's do Dent. It's 6 cents right now. It's 6 cents.
Yeah, I would just, like, buy $20 of all of them.
You could buy 100 Dents for $6.
Yeah.
And then if it goes up to $20,000, like Bitcoin, you would have $2 million. Mm-hmm. And then you would pay off all my debt.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, if I... Yeah. How much is your debt?
It's not $2 million.
Okay, good.
It's...
If it's under $100,000...
Oh, yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
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 Sure.
Be like, he'll text me, and he'll be like, Ethereum is $2 million. I have $2 million worth of debt. And I'll be like, I'm going to sign up for every credit card I can right now. Oh, wait, I have too much debt. I'm denied.
Bitch.
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't know, man. Why not?
KuCoin, huh? Is this a trader?
It's what it looks like. This is what it looks like, man. It looks like it's the same as... I'll sign up right now. Why not?
Coinbase?
I'll sign up. No, I probably should actually use a strong password for this. I'll sign up right now. We'll get in here.
Uh-oh. I saw invitation code. I was like, what?
Oh, is it locked down?
It says optional.
Okay. They don't match? It's because I'm drunk.
Yeah, man. Any of those cents one. I mean, it's might as well. Might as well. If you sink $5 into it. Five fucking dollars. And you just be like, I just spent $5. I could not buy an energy drink one day.
Right. $6. Like, I could buy $6 worth of stuff.
Yeah. It's worth... 20, 40, 60, any amount of thousands of dollars.
Even if it's hundreds of dollars, you know? I did type my name right, all right? Okay, well, the fact that their email hasn't shown up yet to verify is a little worrisome.
It's Gmail. You gotta keep clicking that button, man. Keep on clicking it.
I'm clicking it a lot. I feel like this isn't helping. I feel like that's not making it go faster.
It is, trust me.
I feel like it's not making it go
Apple
faster.
I hate Apple Mail so much.
I luckily don't have to use it that much anymore.
Thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's embarrassing how long it's taking.
Yeah, I use airmail for my work stuff.
Airmail?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you should get a Windows computer. It's so much better.
No.
Yeah. No. You should.
Dude,
you should.
You're telling me. Fucking Netflix.
Yeah, it hasn't shown up yet. It's kind of awkward.
What the hell?
What do you mean Netflix? What about Netflix?
It won't play on my monitor.
Oh, because you don't have a copyright-protected cord?
Mm-hmm.
Lol.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks, dude.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, dude.
I have to use Chrome, and I can't put Chrome in picture-in-picture and keep working. I tried to figure that out. I tried to figure that out today for literally 2 hours and could not do it.
I could, what cord do you use? Is it HDMI?
No. It's a VGA.
Oh, okay.
Into a mini display.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Although I know that tomorrow, because I'm playing Red Dead Redemption
mm-hmm.
on the PS3, and the PS3 has that copyright protection. There's no way to turn it off. So on the PS4, it has it, but you can turn it off.
What is this copyright protection thing?
It's like HDCP, high definition copyright protection, and it's literally an HDMI and equivalent mini displays. One of them
could tell like when you're trying to like rip it or something.
Yeah. I mean, basically, it's just an encrypted signal that the TV and the PlayStation, they both know how to decrypt and encrypt it so they can display it. But VGA doesn't have that.
So then why does Chrome work but Safari doesn't?
On the other monitor?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
That would say to me that Safari is just being a jerk.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
I read about it. It said it was something to have to do with when they upgraded HTML5, but I have no fucking idea.
I mean, so you would think Chrome is more sophisticated mm-hmm. than Safari.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that Chrome or Safari is just being a turd.
It is.
Yeah. But I'm getting I literally bought a splitter, an HDMI splitter off Amazon mm-hmm. that is bugged. And what it does is it, when it passes through to split the HDMI, it takes away the copyright protection.
Yeah.
Like, it's not built to code, so technically it's not a good splitter. but that's why it's there, is to strip copy protection. So I just got to plug the PS3 into that and then that into my Elgato. Isn't that silly?
So if you didn't do that,
yeah, you can, I cannot you stream HDMI. I'm
really.
Yeah, this is
that's fucked up.
Yeah, look at my PS3.
Don't tell me what I can and cannot do that may or may not be illegal.
This is my PS3 hookup right here. See this? Yellow, white, red into a box that spits out the HDMI. Because if I did HDMI, it's copy protected. So tomorrow I'm getting a box that literally takes out the copyright protection.
Oh, that's why you said in HD then.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
I got you.
This email still hasn't shown up.
Spam.
I'm scared to go in there. I don't even know how to get to there. Where's spam at?
I don't even know, man. More?
Is there a more? Oh, there is
There's
a
more.
What? Get out of here.
Gmail.
More. Yep, there it is. 178 spams. That's actually not too bad. It means it's probably not in there. Ooh, Brazilian women. Mm. Are you married?
Mm-hmm.
Are you single? Date a Brazilian woman now. Fall in love with a Latina.
A Latina.
Sexy Latin girls are looking for dates. Meet one today and start your connection.
Who does those, man?
I don't know, man.
You think those make money? You think it's just like a loop? You think bot that runs?
Delete.
Like, see, that's why I want to learn how to code, like, software, so I can just run bots like that all the time and just steal money from old people.
Supercharge your webinar programs in the new year. The Association of Strategic Marketing. Delete. Trump Care.
Are we going through your fucking spam folder right now?
Is there a Trump Care Medicare option? Do you miss Trump Care open enrollment?
What?
Look at this. Medicare open enrollment for 2018 may have ended on a proposed Trump Care plan, but you still may be eligible to upgrade your policy. Qualify for Medicare and unhappy with your current premiums or lapsed Medicare agents are standing by to see if you qualify for a special election period to help you find the Medicare plan that best fits your budgets and need. Act now to see if we can help before it's officially too late. Wow.
What?
Wow.
Why?
I didn't even know Trump Care was a thing. Did you, man?
Mm-mm.
I didn't either.
Didn't you see some chats over there?
Cannabis oil.
Do you still chat with GChat?
Oh, no. This is from August 22nd, 2014.
Okay.
This one's from November 19th, 2015. Katrina messaged me on 7/30/14. Cameron Wolford messaged me on 3/28/14.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you're still using Google Chat, I'm going to, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Dude, can I just say, hey.
How's your baby?
How's the babe? There, okay. I just replied to a message Cameron sent me on March 27th of 2014, almost 4 years later. There we go. Did you ever think when you sent this message 4 years ago that I would, one, reply, and two, you'd be a daddy? When I did. There. That'll mess with his head.
That will. I'm really upset you haven't got the fucking email yet. Click resend email. Did you spell your name right?
That's what I asked you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Resend an email. Email has been sent.
Don't lie.
It's lying, dude.
That's fucking lying.
It's lying, dude. Well, that doesn't bode well for this website, so maybe don't buy Ding or whatever it was called.
KuCoin.
Whatever, but...
KuCoin.
Well, this image here had a lot of them, though. Oh, no, I guess not. That's a... Oh, this is a screenshot of the dude's account. So this dude that shared this on Reddit, he owns KuClaire, Bitcoin, Railblox, Redpulse, Ethland, and A-Chain. So this man obviously thinks it's reputable enough.
I'm sure it is. I just don't know why their email bot's not working at the current moment.
So wait, KuCoin's expansion name. See, I don't understand a thing these people are saying. Honestly, if people are smart, they should get their XRP now before it explodes onto Binance and the Eastern market devours it. If you don't believe in the product, just hold a few and make bank off the pump. This is a bargain price right now.
And this is what I should be reading, like, every day.
Yeah. Well, this guy's like, anyone with this mindset can't feel bad when they lose money. And this dude said, well, to be fair, who wouldn't believe in it? It's an absolute rock star. This thing is going to be in a top 3.
I don't know, man. I don't know what makes him great. Like, I saw that Google CEO today or whatever announced that, like, he thinks that Bitcoin is an achievement of some sort and is definitely valued
for its
technology.
Ryblocks is what you want to buy, my man.
Hmm.
XRB, Ryblocks, right there.
Interesting. I may have to maybe possibly sign up for that if it,
I mean, it has an
send
app.
Me a fucking email.
It has an app. Well, I wonder if it's overloaded right now.
That'd be crazy.
Like, because so many people are signing up. Like, it being on Reddit's probably a big deal. I don't even see it on here. Do you see it on here? I don't even see it on here, man.
No.
That is nuts. Oh, KuCoin is upgrading now. That's why I'm not getting emails.
Uh-huh.
They're doing back-end maintenance.
That's funny.
That's what it is.
What timing.
Yep. Don't they know we're doing a show right now, dude? So right now, XRB is what it was?
Yeah.
XRB. Nope, that didn't work.
Nothing.
Are we dumb? XRB.
Rail blocks.
Ryblocks.
I don't see shit.
I don't either, dude. That doesn't make any sense to me. This is part of the problem. We might be too dumb,
yeah.
And that's why we're going to miss out, because we're too stupid to figure it out.
I need to read like that entire subreddit.
Yeah.
I don't even know what cryptocurrencies are, man. I just put money into them.
I know, man.
A fucking dumb.
Do you think it's like favorites, hold, market?
Well, no, these are all like what, subs of Ethereum?
I think this shows how much money it is in Ethereum.
Oh, that might be.
So like right now it's point like KCS BTC. No, KCS right now is 0.0048007 of a Bitcoin for each KCS. And Ethereum is 0.00742. And whatever NEO is, like, maybe you should get whatever NEO is. Because if NEO is listed up there with the rest of them, that might be like your under the bubble one, but it's still popular enough to be reputable.
Yeah. What's the case? That's the KuCoin stuff.
Well, this is US. This has got to be US dollar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 675. So that's a dollar.
So it's 675 at
yeah, see,
shares.
Here's Bitcoin is $2,111.
That's not right. That's Bitcoin Cash.
That's got to be Bitcoin Cash. You're totally right. Yeah, here's Bitcoin, 15,000 even.
Yeah.
15,000 even. And Ethereum is 980. NEO right here, $99. So you could buy two of those. And if it was 20,000 at some point, that's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just don't know what you buy. That's the thing.
Might
it's like
as well diversify.
The Ku Klux Coin. I know, dude. That's what we were talking about. It's kind of stupid. Well, I mean, I think that's what you should do.
Diversify.
Like, honestly, like, I mean, this Dent one's 7 cents. Like, you would be, I feel like you'd be silly for all these ones that are in the cents
right,
to not just buy it. 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if one makes it to $500, you own 10.
Right.
And they cost you
for
less
7
than,
cents.
Right, and they cost you less than $10 to buy.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's better than the stock market, for damn sure.
Right.
But, like, it's just, it's also much more sketchy.
Well, it's not as stable as the stock market.
Right.
Like, so I feel like people who play the stock market, like you play Bitcoin, or more like penny stock Wolf of Wall Street people, where the real stock market's about investing in your 401k and your future and all that stuff. Like, you're going to leave it in there for 40 years. This is like, I'm going to buy it now, and then in 10 years, I might cash out a millionaire.
Right.
What website is that? This is KuCoin. KuCoin.com. KuCoin. Right here. I don't know, dude. Of course, it's also, I mean, there's several layers of scary, because you don't know that this website is. I mean, it's on Reddit, so it's probably fine. But also, it could close tomorrow, and then what happens to your money?
No idea.
Like, how do you get your wallet? Like, that's the problem with us being so stupid.
Right.
Because you can download your wallet from Coinbase, mm-hmm. right, and upload it to another site.
I think so, yes.
But if Coinbase went down tomorrow, how do you get your wallet?
I have no idea.
That's part of the... You would just lose $1,000.
Yeah.
That's what's scary. But yeah, dude.
That's what I feared when Bitcoin went up to 20,000, and then
yeah, it crashed.
Went down.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think that you should. I mean, I feel like it would be silly not to.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's $100 spread out across like a couple of those.
Oh, if you spent $100 here, you would own 25 of each of these.
Right.
Easily. Because the most expensive one, if you don't count this one, the most expensive one is what? $2.82?
Yeah.
Yeah, 23 cents, 80 cents, 18 cents, 7 cents, 18 cents, $1.58, $2.58, and $2.82. Those are your most, that's your ones. And then these up here are what, 44 cents, 54 cents. Like, hello?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
It's just a matter of their security, I feel like, is what makes them valuable. I guess. I don't really know. I think it's all amount of people that put money into it.
Right. These are all the blockchain ones. Mm-hmm. Also, I think there's also a couple ways to hit the lottery here, because some of these could get bought by banks.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of rumors that JP Morgan is looking to just buy a cryptocurrency
mm-hmm.
and then open up and add it to their bank as you can buy Bitcoin through JP Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's basically a future or a stock you just trade on.
Right.
And they're not going to buy Bitcoin. They're not going to buy Ethereum. They're going to buy Snovio
mm-hmm.
because it's 18 cents per coin.
Right.
And that if you did that and they bought it, they bought everybody out, you just cash out, you're driving a Bentley on Monday, man. That's silly.
That is stupid.
Daddy gonna get out of debt. It's all I want. Because my life is simple. I just sit here and I Twitch stream. I would just also like to not be in debt. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, when they're done upgrading their shit.
Yeah, by the time you get home, dude, you can get out there and...
Might read about it.
You just play the soundtrack to The Social Network, and you just go,
just
dude.
Get in there.
Yeah, dude. Just get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you hear this music, dudes.
Dudes.
Gotta search for it.
As he types slowly.
Yeah. If you hear this music right here, dude. Like, this is Bitcoin buying music right here, dude. This is when you get out here and you buy Bitcoin. All right? Like, every time you hear a beep, you're getting a dollar. The money! It's raining in! Oh, my God! Here comes $10, chat! Are you ready? Here it comes! All right, we got one more! There it is! Yeah, $10 just arrived, dude! Here comes 50! Oh! Here comes 20! That's what you're looking for, man. That's it.
See, but then also the sketchy thing is like, once... You know, you buy one of them for like 7 cents, and then it goes up to 200. Then you're like, okay, I now have what, $20,000 from what I just put in. Do I keep it or do I take it out now?
If you put it down. I think you got to decide the ratio. $20,000 is life changing money.
Yes.
So it's not quite enough for you to give me the money to get out of debt. So I would recommend personally as your friend to stay in the market. All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not true. As your friend, I would say, cash out. You got 20 grand. That's a down payment on a house, all right? As the man who wants you to pay his debt, you better stay in that market till it's 50, all right? That's all I'm saying, okay? But, I mean, yeah, $20,000 is life-changing money. That's enough to get your house a down payment on your house.
Mm-hmm.
And all you did was spend $100 and sit on your butt. I
mean, yeah.
That's crazy
mm-hmm.
that you could get that rich off something like that.
Right.
It's just the matter of which one is going to do it,
yep.
if any of them do,
mm-hmm.
because it could just be Bitcoin. But the fact that Ethereum is now tracking like
Dude,
Bitcoin
I
is...
I want it to get up past 1,000, then it means it's real, man. Then it means it's real.
Sell your body, that'll pay off your debt in no time. Ren, you've seen my body. All right? It ain't gonna get out of debt. Colby can sell his body, but he doesn't
so
have
close.
Debt
now
like
it's
me.
Going down, though.
Well, don't just stare at it, man. It's gonna get worse the more you look at it. You gotta not look. It's cursed. You're cursing it by staring at it.
Yeah.
It's part of the problem. Just go home. you turn on the Social Network soundtrack, and you buy all of the stuff, dude. What's the song? Like this one right here. Yeah. Just get in there. Buying bitcoins, buying litecoins, buying coins.
That's what I gotta do, man.
Just sing that song, and it'll happen. I'll send you that song in a text when you get home, and you'll just put on repeat. You know? It'll be great, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You play this one.
12.
The grid. A digital frontier.
What you need, dude. So you're typing in KuCoin right now.
Was it DuTube that we were doing this song over and over and over again for?
Oh, I don't remember, dude.
I think it was.
What did they look like?
I forget. Yeah.
Were they coins?
Ships, motorcycles.
Shiny gold coins.
With circuits like freeways.
Oh my god, look at the coins.
I kept dreaming of a world.
Only 12 cents. I'd never
see. How did we get to this conversation?
I could buy 100 of these and for $10.
Went from apps.
This is insane. I was a millionaire.
Hey, we're gonna get copyrighted struck.
Who cares,
dude? He brought Abdul the Faith, so go to iTunes again.
Oh my god, dude! If you bought Bitcoin to Duel of the Fates,
no, type in Duel of the Fates, Galactic Empire.
Okay, Duel of the Fates, Galactic.
It's frozen.
Empire. Oh, it's going. It's going. It's going. It's there going. It is. Oh, one too many R's in there though. Oh yeah, I got to do it on Apple Music though. No suggestions or reach and searches. All right, how about you actually
spelled Duel?
Did I really?
Yes.
Don't lie to me. I did. It's like, well, technically I didn't. It's just a different type of duel. Okay? Yeah. It's duel, not duel.
Play that one.
Right here?
Yep. Okay. No, like the song, not the fucking album, man.
Oh. Sorry.
Thank you.
Buy it low, sell it high. Buy it low, sell it high. Is this what you're going to buy Bitcoin to, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Is this just metalcore Star Wars music?
Yes, it is.
Is this... Oh, my God, dude. Does this get hard? Like, really hard?
No, like, they don't scream or nothing.
Right.
I mean, this is his balance.
Like, where's it? Is there, like, double kicks, like, coming up at some point, man?
There's one of them in here that's pretty hard. But I like, the Force theme, I think is what it is. It's just, like, epic rock.
This is the asteroid field. It's pretty good. You gotta get that double bass pedal in there, man. Pretty good, dude. Which one did you say to play?
The Force theme is like one of my favorites.
Oh, hold on, though.
No.
Hold on, though.
No.
Hold on.
Cook something for you and me. To pass them off would be a big mistake.
Okay, this is the Force theme. Oh, yeah, dude, this is awesome.
It comes in with, like big old drums.
Why don't you get this to Jordan Somerville and be like, learn this and play this for me when I'm drunk.
There you go. That would be great. He needs to.
If you were like six Miller Lights in at 3 a.m. and Jordan just started playing this, you might have to go home change your pants, dude.
Yeah. That would definitely happen.
Yeah. So good, dude. Battle of the Heroes is also a good one. Yeah.
This one gets a build up to it.
How did you find this one? How did you find this
music? They're
under
really one of my band's like record labels, one of the big ones.
Oh, okay.
And I follow them on Spotify. Or,
and it's literally all they do is Star Wars music?
This is literally it.
Their only album is this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're like another hardcore band that just like really likes Star Wars and they made their own name and just kind of put this album out.
Yeah, just for fun.
It's just, I think it's self-titled. Galactic Empire is the name of the band and album. It's ridiculous.
This is awesome, man. This is awesome right here,
some
dude.
Heavy double bass.
Yeah,
right there,
man.
I definitely rocked out to this in the car when I found it the first time.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, oh, yes.
This makes me want to mosh, man, right here. Like, this is moshing music. Only it's Star Wars.
Yeah, they just put out a music video, I believe, where they're all dressed up in Star Wars costumes. Like, there's a lightsaber fight in it,
oh,
I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I think this one in Duel of the Fates is my favorite.
Across the Stars is also great. Like, the thing is, they picked, with the exception of Cantina, which they had to.
Yeah.
But, like, they picked the most iconic Star Wars ones, too. Because Across the Stars is, like, that's, like, my one of my favorite themes.
Yeah.
This is the Anakin Padme love theme.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, dude.
This one is good.
This is so good, man.
I want him to come out with a new album to do it for fucking.
Well, this
Force
one just
Awakens,
came out in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they should just do an EP with Rey's theme. That'd be great, dude. I'd be really into that. Forest Battle. Some of these I don't know the names of.
A lot of them are kind of repetitive.
Oh, do you know this? Most of my Star Wars music knowledge, with the exception of like a few notables, like the Forest theme and like Across the Stars, like I know like the Forest Battle from like levels from Super Star Wars on the NES. Because
uh-huh.
They just play in the background constantly on a loop.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a fun little band.
So yeah, buy your Bitcoin with that on the background. That'll be great, dude.
Perfect.
That'll be great right there. Okay, so we were talking about movies. I don't know what we were talking about. While we're all talking about music, let's talk about this. Kendrick Lamar producing and curating the Black Panther soundtrack album. Apparently him and Top Dog Entertainment are going to curate and produce Black Panther the album, the soundtrack for Marvel's upcoming Black Panther film. It'll feature music from and inspired by the movie, including Kendrick's new collaboration with, I believe we decided it was SZA. And not SZA.
I was going to say Zah.
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 Zah. All the stars. Kendrick was chosen for the project by Ryan Coogler, who said in a press release, "I'm honored to be working with such an incredible artist." Blah, 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 blah. Marvel Studios, Black Panther. Do you think he said Marvel Studios in his quote? Because if he did say Marvel Studios in his quote,
no.
I feel like he's being paid for saying whatever this quote
is. Probably.
It's amazing from its cast to its director. The magnitude of this film showcases a great marriage of art and culture. I'm truly honored to contribute my knowledge of producing sound and writing music alongside Ryan and Marvel's vision. Top Dog commented. do you like Kendrick? Yeah, I like Kendrick. Yeah, I do. I do. I've never heard this song before. Have you ever heard All the Stars?
No.
All the Stars. Oh, wait. This is a song written for Black Panther, is what this is for. We're already doing copyright. I like when we do copyright strikes on YouTube, playing a lot of music, and seeing which one YouTube decides to copyright. Can we get on with it? Like sometime in the near future.
Kendrick needs his opening, man.
Yeah, he needs it so people can sample the beat for other songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
This is like the first new Kendrick song I've heard in like 2 years. So I haven't listened really to anything off Damn.
Humble.
I don't even think I've heard that, to be honest with you. This sounds like way more poppy than I would expect from Kendrick.
And
of course, he's done songs with Taylor Swift before, so.
I was just about to say.
Yeah, I like this. This is good. Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. Reppin' like Kendrick. Bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue,
but you can't bring the truth to me. Yeah, he's got one voice.
Yeah, he's like Eminem. It's unique, but it's the same every time.
Oh, yeah, I heard a new Eminem song off his new revival or whatever.
Yeah, did it sound like Eminem?
It sounded exactly like Eminem. Like, he's got this new, like, flow to him a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, this lower, like, weird voice that talks like this.
Yeah.
Like this. A little bit more country, but uh-huh. It still goes fast.
It's a little bit country.
Yeah, a little bit. But then his chorus is, like,
just
old
straight
school
Eminem.
Curtain call, yeah. Eminem kind of shit. I'm like, all right. I'm down.
Remember when Eminem did a greatest hits album called Curtain Call and then released 15 more albums? That was a good joke.
What?
Like, wasn't Curtain Call his greatest hits? Yeah.
No.
I think it was.
No.
I think it was.
No. Curtain. Well, he released two. It was like Encore and then Curtain Call pretty close together.
I think Curtain Call is his greatest hits.
Nah.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure.
I mean, if it is, then I've been listening to two albums that have the same songs on them.
Yeah, the hits. Curtain Call, the hits. Yeah. It's the greatest hit. It's the first greatest hits album by American rapper Eminem.
Are you fucking
It was released on December 6, 2005.
Is that why it sounded like all the songs sounded the same?
It says it has new songs, Fack, When I'm Gone, Shake That, and Shake That. Just three new songs. But yeah, it's got My Name Is, Stan, Lose Yourself, Without Me, Real Slim Shady, Cleaning Out My Closet. He definitely did retire, though, and then came out and said, just kidding. Yeah, he absolutely did.
Damn it.
Like, where's his discography at?
Well, that just ruins my whole entire life.
Where's his albums? Filmography? Where's his albums?
I'm looking at them.
Why you do this to me? Here we go. Discography.
Slim Shady LP, Marshall Mathers LP, Eminem Show, Encore, Curtain Call.
Yeah, so he did Encore, then Curtain Call came out a year later. But then I guess he did take 4 years off, then Relapse, Recovery, Marshall Mathers, Revival. Okay, I guess Relapse, that's quite a bit of a gap.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit of a gap.
5 years?
Yeah. But then he's released an album like every year.
Yeah. That's not enough.
Is this the one with the house on it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude, that feels like it was last year, and that was 4 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
November 5th, 2013.
Wow.
I know! That actually blows my mind. That it was that long ago. Because I feel like that just came
That's
out.
That's the one with Rap God on it, isn't it?
I think so. And the Rihanna song with the burning down the house and all that stuff?
No, that was on the oldest one.
Yeah, Rap God, number 9, right here.
Yeah, the Rihanna song was on the album before this one.
The Monster. Yeah, the Monster right here. Wow. I'm friends with the monster.
He has another Rihanna song then. There's two.
Headlights is another one that was big.
God.
That's crazy to me.
Wow, we're old.
2013, dude. Time flies, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know if I can keep doing the show. That broke my brain.
It hurts mine.
That
too.
Broke my brain right there, dude.
It hurts mine too, man.
That broke my brain.
Oh, fuck.
That broke my brain. Here we go. Let's talk about this one. So the Cleopatra movie is apparently going to happen. And this man. Okay, I looked up this dude's name. Before I did the show, because I wanted to pronounce it correctly. How do you pronounce this name? Take
Villeneuve.
A guess.
Villeneuve.
I don't remember.
Dennis Villeneuve.
His name is three syllables. The whole name.
Villeneuve. Villeneuve.
I believe it's Denis Veneuve.
Oh, shit.
I believe. I'm going to look it up. Because honestly, I can't remember how to say it anymore.
I thought you meant just the last name was three syllables.
No, his full name. Because I looked this up because I wanted to be smart. I wanted to be smart when
Hi,
I
everyone.
Said it.
Today we're going so to I, learn like this how French. To pronounce the name Denis Villeneuve in French. Denis Villeneuve is a
Denis Villeneuve.
I don't like French.
His name is Denis Villeneuve.
I saw a lot of YouTubers trying
That's
to pronounce
his name.
Especially YouTubers.
Denis Villeneuve.
I don't like French.
Denis
people.
Villeneuve.
That does not, that's not at all how that looks.
I agree. But that's his name, Denis Villeneuve. He is the man who did Blade Runner. He did Sicario. He makes great movies.
Okay.
All right. He's remaking, apparently, Cleopatra. And he said that, he says that, let's take the prestige picture, blow it up. Let's do it as a political thriller. He says, it's going to be dirty, bloody, lots of people swearing and having sex and all that other stuff just to treat as a two-hour, lean, mean political thriller full of assassinations, just going the opposite direction from the way we think the movie is going to go. He said that his vision of Cleopatra could also offer a more feminist look at the Egyptian queen. There have been so many narratives of Cleopatra that all framed her in the eyes of men. The entire history of that period is framed through the eyes of men, specifically Roman men, and the idea that we're going to approach it through her point of view. It's yet to clear with Veneuve. As he told Collider, I haven't talked a lot to him, so I have honestly very little knowledge what this point of the movie is. I'm sure he's got one, but I'm interested to see what happens. So far, no action been formally tied to play Cumberbatch. However, emails were leaked in the 2015 Sony actor was suggesting that Angelina Jolie was keen to play the role under Fincher's direction when David Fincher was attached to direct Cleopatra.
Stop doing things.
I don't know, man. Do we care about a Cleopatra movie at all?
I don't know. There was surprisingly a lot more nudity in Blade Runner than I expected.
Wasn't that? Isn't Blade Runner the one, like the new one, where there's like the big naked lady that comes down and like gives him something? Yeah, I've seen that scene. But yeah, I mean, you hope she's black. That would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Angelina Jolie.
Not Angelina
Jolie. You're right. She does not look African.
Like,
no,
get the fuck out of here.
Her dad's John Voight.
Whitewashing.
I mean, you get that's a good point.
Get out of here. Also, she sucks. She is bad.
Is Cleopatra... Okay, this is an honest question.
Don't find her attractive either.
Is she black, Cleopatra, or would she be...
Dude, they're
would
in
she
the
be
sun
like a Middle Eastern
time.
Brownish color?
I would say black.
Because I honestly don't know.
It's the same.
I don't know if Egypt is more African or more Middle Eastern. I honestly don't know.
It's more Middle Eastern.
That's what I would think. But maybe not then. I don't even know who, what Middle Eastern actresses there are.
Somebody not a white person. How about that? How about somebody
I would love
somebody
that.
Not
that would make way more
person.
Sense instead of Matt Damon being in the Great Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got two random white folk from the Westville.
Although it did made a ton of money overseas, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
I guess Asians like variety.
And they like Matt Damon.
Anybody that's not Asian. Oh, look, white man.
I like Matt Damon, maybe.
I'm racist. Not even secretly anymore. It's out there now.
I don't know, man. I'm just... Do you feel like there's no good movies anymore? Like, what's the last good movie you really watched? Like, good. Like, wow, I want to watch that over and over again. Because it's so good. The music's good, the writing's good, the acting's good, the visuals are good, the story's good. It's just a good movie.
It would have to be either Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter.
See, I would say Interstellar is probably the last movie I remember being that
one
good.
I did want to rewatch several times, but
I love Interstellar.
A whole bunch of like plot holes and how science doesn't really add up. And,
even though there's a scientist on the set,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like the last good, you know, 30%
I got
of the
news for you,
pretty
man.
Much kind of fucked up.
No one's ever been inside a black hole. I got. There's a news bulletin for you. All right. So all the people who say it's wrong, they don't necessarily know that because they haven't been inside a black hole either. Right, for all we know, there could be a unicorn.
Basement Brain, what the f-
Basement Brain says, Cleopatra was no more than 8 generations away from being pure Macedonian Greek. Guess she could not have been actually black. Okay.
I was going to say.
So she would have been more Middle Eastern.
How dare you know that, but you probably just Googled it.
Yeah, he probably Googled it. That's why he corrected
but,
it. Yeah.
Okay.
And Rin says, I feel like that's true. No good movies anymore. I don't know. I mean, I loved Interstellar. That's probably the last movie I really watched that was really good.
Yeah, I mean, I've liked good beginnings to movies.
What's the last movie you bought?
Force Awakens.
Okay, what
and
about?
That was just because I wanted to see
right.
it again.
What about
Before
another movie?
Before that, the Harry Potter trilogy in Blu-ray.
Okay.
Before that, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, I think the last movie I actually bought... I don't know, was Skyfall before or after Interstellar? Because I really like Skyfall.
I think it was before.
I think it was too.
And again, we thought Marshall Mathers came out, you know, like...
In 2013, yeah. I mean, that's when it came out, so you're a good point there. I don't know, man.
Skyfall
before, Basin Brand says before. I love Skyfall. Denis Villeneuve said that he wanted to do, or was he was supposed to do Bond 25... And he backed out.
Mm.
And, like, there's a lot of good movies that I liked, but, like, they're hard to watch multiple times. Like, Sicario. I really like Sicario.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch multiple times because it's so gritty.
Right.
You know, Wind River was another one that just came out that I really liked. Really hard to watch multiple times. It's hard to watch a movie about rape and brutal murder multiple times and be like, this is a good movie. You know?
Right.
I don't know, man. It's sad because I just feel like we don't sit down and just, like, nerd out over movies anymore, you know?
Dude, we've spent the last, like, 50 shows talking about Star Wars.
But that's because Star Wars. You didn't like Sicario your first time? I think you should rewatch it. It's a great movie.
I remember when it came out, and I saw the trailers, and I was like, I don't think I'd like this.
I think it broadsided a lot of people being different than what they expected.
Like a year or so ago, and it was really good.
I think it broadsided a lot of people by being different. Well, and the second one's not made by the same people. It's not written by the same person or directed by the same person. That doesn't mean it's going to be bad. It's just the guy who wrote and directed, or the guy who wrote Sicario and then directed Sicario has a track record of great movies. So, like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
What about like Oscar contenders? Like, what about like The Revenant? I never saw The Revenant. Was that a good movie?
It was bad. It was shot beautifully.
Right. Right.
But God, it was a bad story. That's also another one you couldn't watch multiple times. It's just hard.
Right.
He fucking gets eaten by a bear, almost freezes to death, falls off a cliff, digs out a horse like a tauntaun, gets inside of it.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's
way too much.
It sounds like a great movie, but it would be hard to watch.
Yeah.
Over and over again. Basement Brain, love Revenant.
I don't know how you love that. I could deal without seeing that horse scene ever again in my fucking life.
Do you watch Black Mirror on Netflix?
No, I do not.
You have any inclination to?
I watched the first episode where the chick's like...
I haven't seen any of it.
First episode was good, but then each episode is different.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All I hear is that show is so messed up that it stays with you.
Yeah, see that?
That's why I don't want to watch it, because I don't need something else messed up in my life.
The first episode was pretty keen. It's a social network that gives you a rating.
Okay.
And then you, like, based off of your interactions with people, they can either rate you really good or rate you really bad.
Right.
And the lower rating you are, the lower in life you are, the higher rating you are, the more you succeed and shit like that. It goes through the story of a girl who goes,
This is the story of a girl.
And then down, and then
right. It
ends.
Well, when they said that Black Mirror is based on this, you see your reflection in your phone, it's mm-hmm. a black mirror.
Mm-hmm.
That was enough for me to be like, you know,
whoa.
That description right there is enough
too
for me
meta.
To be like, I'm not going to do that.
Too real. Let's keep this.
Pass.
I want to turn my brain off.
You wouldn't
not
recommend starting with the first season's first episode? Really? So it's like.
I think I tried to watch the second episode and it was completely different. And
right.
I stopped.
So. I mean, all I know is people are talking about it, but I think that's because it messes you up. And I don't want that bad juju on me, man.
Bad juju.
I don't want that bad juju on me. That sounds like something I could do without, to be totally honest.
Yeah.
Black Mirror, man. It's crazy. Star Wars The Last Jedi made The Force Awakens much more interesting.
You mean it made it fucked up?
Much more interesting, it says.
You mean screwed up.
Last Jedi, Force Awakens, spoilers ahead. Here we go. Rey seems a lot cooler when she's just some rando. Forgot how laden with mystery Rey was the Force Awakens character. Spent the first half of the movie asked, who's that girl? The audience is meant to ask the same thing. Who is she? She's got to be someone, right? This is Star Wars. Star Wars is dominated by the pervasive feeling that everything you're watching has just been rehearsed ahead of time. It's not a bad thing. It's just part and parcel with the hokey space opera of it all. The Force has chosen these people not to be in place at the same times, although they could play their roles in carefully staged contests between the light and the dark. Star Wars movie introduces a new character like Rey. We're conditioned to assume that she's going to have a surprising backstory linking her with the main Star Wars cast. There are those who doubt about Kylo Ren's Last Jedi revelation, confirmed more or less by Rey, that her parents were no-account losers who sold her for drinking money. I'm firmly in the camp that believes he's telling the truth, which makes Rey's scenes in The Force Awakens much more interesting. She's really just some nobody scavenger chosen by the Force for reasons she doesn't understand. That fact, along with the hint that at the end of The Last Jedi and other random people around the galaxy are developing Force powers, changes my read on what The Force Awakens even means in the first place. What you think, man?
People hate that.
Well, right. But that's one of the things I liked about it.
Really?
Yeah. I agree 100% with that. The Force Awakens isn't about it awakening Rey. It's about it, in general,
then
becoming
you
a character.
Should not have had any fucking scenes of who is this person in it. It just shouldn't.
You don't think that it wouldn't be unnatural for people to not ask?
It's just fucking bullshit. Then just say it in the initial.
But how would they know? They don't know who she is. She doesn't know who she is.
We don't. Yeah, exactly. She's nobody.
Well, right, but she didn't know that. No one knew that. How could they answer it until the next movie?
No. There's just, like, if you cut out everything that was a fucking lead up to The Last Jedi that was just spoiled, it would be like a fucking hour-long film.
I would agree with that. Finn's cowardice sets up his actions in the next movie. Finn's arc in The Force Awakens also benefits from viewing The Last Jedi. In the first movie, his character's development mostly involves him overcoming his understandable fear of the First Order. Maz Kanata immediately pegs him as someone who wants to run, and for the most of the movie, that's just what he does. It isn't until the First Order captures Rey that Finn finds his courage and does something brave and stupid by lying to everyone about firsthand knowledge of Starkiller Base, trusting that the Force will see him through. That's not how the Force works, Han says. Last Jedi continues Finn's arc in a way that feels organic and true to his character. Immediately after waking up from his coma, he continues overcompensating for his past cowardice. He sets out on one dangerous mission after another with his new friend Rose following and gradually helping see how he swung too far in the other direction. By the end of the movie, even Poe is holding him back from dashing off yet again into danger.
If it wasn't for Rose, he would have been a coward again and just left in an escape pod to go fuck with Rey.
Well, right, but in his mind, that's him being heroic.
How is that heroic, leaving everyone that he just met
to die? Well,
that's
what this article means, is that as he leaves, Rose pulls him back from overcompensating.
She doesn't pull him back. She shocks the fuck out
of
him.
Well, that's okay. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Okay, man.
This is a weird reading into what I read of after I've seen it four fucking times now. It comes across as he just is redoing exactly what he did in The Force Awakens.
Maybe the problem is that
run until he got some personal shit. Connection with Rose. Connection with Rey to not run.
I look at this and I go, this is the outsider's view of it. And it's like I read this and I go, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. Well, I'm saying that I don't feel the same way.
Right. Well, my point is that I think the movies, like this article is pointing out, are written for the normal person and not the Star Wars fan. I think that's what the movies are doing. And I think you read into them too much, looking for a meaning when Disney is no longer providing it. There is no longer a deeper meaning to characters' actions like there was in the other movies.
And that's a good thing?
I mean, I think it simplifies it from being some crazy complicated thing.
Crazy complicated thing?
Yeah! It's too complicated,
man.
What
was too complicated
about
the original
trilogy?
There's too many
things. There's bounty hunters everywhere. There's asteroid worms. There's 600 things that can blow up 600 planets. It's too much.
You're just trying to make your own point now by saying random things that don't
yes.
mesh up with
yes,
this.
Yes, I am, and it's working
it's
perfectly.
Not.
Chat is right on my level.
No.
Let's move on to the next point.
Oh, God.
Kylo comes off even more as a dorky wannabe. Early on in The Last Jedi, Supreme Leader Snoke mocks Kylo Ren's helmet, telling him to take off that ridiculous thing. Kylo subsequently throws a humiliated elevator tender tantrum and destroys the helmet. In that moment, and in the rest of the film, The Last Jedi pitilessly exposes Kylo Ren as a pathetic Darth Vader wannabe he is. He spends the movie stomping around with rigid self-loathing as a young person who unsuccessfully willing to phony self-image and stop disintegrating. The Force Awakens was also happy to undercut Ren's seemingly badassness on occasion, but for the first half of the movie, he mostly goes on to come, or mostly goes, gets to come off as a scary monster man he so clearly wishes he was. He freezes a blaster beam in midair. He pays Poe for his insolence by ripping into his mind and saying the truth about BB-8. He force chokes one of his officers, just like Gramps used to do. He stores a cool guy helmet on a pedestal holding the ashes of the people he's killed. Oh, and you big scary man. Snoke's cutting remark about the helmet in The Last Jedi laid bare something we already knew, that Ben Solo was basically just a punk. That knowledge dramatically undercuts those early Force Awakens scenes where he's meant to be an imposing Vader-like figure. Right from the start, he's just a kid in a costume, playing at being tough. In some ways, it makes him pathetic, considering the body count he racks up over the course of the movie. It also makes him extremely dangerous.
All right, that one I agree more with.
Right. Well, and I think that this one plays more into your point, which is why I think why you agree with it, that they, like, it's what you said with Rey. If you take all the stuff out that the Last Jedi contradicted, you got like an hour of the movie. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's like this. It's like, why even include those scenes where he's some evil dude who, like, the first time you see him, you're like, ooh, that's the new Darth Vader. That's what they're trying
and
to
he's
do.
He's doing bad shit to
yeah.
be bad.
Right.
Because he is bad.
Right.
But now he's just a kid trying
right.
to be something that
so
he doesn't
So why even
know
mind trick you in the first place?
Mm-hmm. I don't.
That's no moon. That's
well,
Kylo
no,
Ren without
one,
a
I
shirt.
Feel like builds up his character. There's a change in him that we see in The Last Jedi that where he gives up being that punk ass kid and goes full ass badass mode.
Right, but so you say that there's a change there, but you don't see a change in Finn?
Not in Finn, not in Rey. Both of them are the same fucking person they were in The Force Awakens.
See, I think Rey is. I don't think Finn is.
I don't get Finn's whole fucking shit. I don't care. They did a shit job with him.
Yeah, that's one of the things you said on repeat viewings is you do not care about his side quest at all.
No, his whole story, that whole thing.
Right.
I almost slept through the second time I saw it. Almost slept through it because it was boring as shit.
Man. Okay, next one. It's fun if you know Snoke kind of sucks. Snoke's first appearance in The Force Awakens is meant to be awe-inspiring. He appears to be this chamber-filling monster on a throne, and only at the end of the scene is his holographic trickery revealed. That flickering led to plenty of fan speculation about Snoke's true identity and size over intervening years. The Last Jedi reveals him to be basically just kind of this dude. Snoke is a disappointing villain in The Last Jedi. That's partly because of his dull character design, but partly, I think, because he was meant to be disappointing. One of The Last Jedi's main theme is that at some point, disciples outgrow their mentors. The flip side of that theme is that all mentors will eventually disappoint their disciples, or at the very least, be unable to teach them anything more. Almost every mentor figure in the film fails in some way or another, and Snoke is no different. For the most part in The Force Awakens, Snoke was this unknowable menace lurking in the shadows. It's pretty enjoyable to rewatch those scenes with knowledge that, in truth, he's just some knobble-headed jabroni who's going to die like an asshole.
All right, I respect this guy more for saying jabroni.
I do too, dude. He's a jabroni. That's a good one, dude. Snoke does suck. Hate him in The Force Awakens.
I mean, I didn't...
That's what Chat says.
I just wanted to know more. That's all I wanted from it. And, I mean, I didn't... I liked Andy Serkis as him. I thought that was a great...
Yeah, I'm
Andy
a little
Serkis
sad Andy Serkis is gone.
...performance,
yeah.
But other than that...
What's he saying in the first movie? That's that really great line. Where he, like, leans in and he, like, says it real slow.
Bring...
Yeah, that's it.
...to me.
Yeah, that's a
yeah,
good
that's
line.
Yeah, that's an Andy Serkis.
Yeah, that's Andy Serkis.
That's right fucking Caesar the Ape right there, man.
Rey's lightsaber vision gets some new layers.
Oh, does it?
No one sequence in The Force Awakens set more fans theorizing than the vision Rey received when she first touches Anakin's old lightsaber. The Last Jedi makes the whole thing make much more sense, in part simply because she seems to indicate that all three movies have been planned out in advance, at least to some extent. It seems likely we'll see the rest of those scenes as flashbacks in Episode 9, but even if we don't, it's all but confirmed that they aren't just abstract visions, they actually happened. In the vision, Rey gets a quick teaser from The Last Jedi featuring Luke and R2-D2 watching as Jedi Temple burns. We see Rey seemingly being torn away from her parents, and we see Kylo standing in the rain alongside some hooded figures that we can only guess are the still mysterious Knights of Ren. That's all pretty interesting, especially knowing as we do now that Rey's parents were just some jerks who sold her off, and Kylo spared a few of his fellow trainees at Luke's temple. The vision is also interesting because it tells both Rey and Kylo's stories. I don't know why there's a button there. It tells both Rey and Kylo's stories, and because it was sparked when Rey touched Anakin's lightsaber, the very lightsaber she and Kylo snapped in two at the end of The Last Jedi. How the hell do they find that lightsaber? It fell into abyss after Luke drops it after his hand gets cut off and landed on Maz's head. She was on vacation on Bespin, dude. It's obvious. What kind of stupid question is that, Ren? Come on.
He said something in the visual dictionary about it, I think. Where she sought it out.
It has a label on the inside that says, if found, return to Maz Kanata.
I don't get why, but how much of this article's left? Because one, I have to pee, and two,
oh my God,
2 hours and 2 minutes, that's what happens when beer's in me.
I think that's the end. Oh, there's one more. The constant fan service lands a little differently. That's it. Force Awakens is an unusually self-referential movie. The main characters tended to mirror the audience excitement that there was a new Star Wars. Regularly exalted in the fact that they were flying the Millennium Falcon or meeting Han and Leia and Chewie. That's excitement. Star Wars is back. Hooray. Worked fine on its own, but it's much more interesting now that I know it was setting up the failure, disappointment, and subverted expectations of The Last Jedi. What do you think, man?
Sure. I don't care. All I can see is yellow.
All right, man. We'll end the show for you.
Sorry, guys.
This is what you get, guys. Colby's got to pee.
You got 2 hours.
Second time.
You got 2 hours.
It's all right. We did give him 2 hours. I mean, if you're satisfied with it.
I am.
You can just say goodbye and I can close out the show. It's fine.
No, I'm staying.
Okay.
Hurry
right.
up, though.
All right, guys. This has been the Seth and Colby Show. We'll see you next week. No, I'm just kidding. Watch us twice a week live, twitch.tv/SethandColby, once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central, once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central. Follow us on Twitter, Seth and Colby, twitter.com/SethandColby. Watch the videos on demand on YouTube, youtube.com/SethandColby. So follow us on Twitch. It's 100% free. It really does help the show. And if you want to support us monetarily, you can subscribe $4.99 a month. You can also donate money. That also helps us out a ton. We're trying to get Colby a house shaped like the Millennium Falcon that has several bathrooms nearby to where he is at all times.
Please.
That's what we're trying to do. We will see you guys Sunday, 2 p.m. Central. Thanks for watching tonight, dudes. I love all of you. So does Colby. Bye-bye, everybody.
Yellow.
Bye-bye.